Blog Talk Radio. opposed.
Oh.
Cube.
Come on, baby, mama's leave.
Latino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne for $1,000. Many grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon Stelvin Khan, legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman.
They're back.
That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Dee Dee Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Jasmine, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture. The only bitch to throw a ball and give out tons and tons of cash. Need I mention? She's icon and lovely darling.
Is it?
Jasmine Couture.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency show, where tonight we will be talking about a whole bunch of shit. I need his number, so I know who he is. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff tonight. It's probably going to be all over the place. And the reason why is because I got a lot of hit-ups on different topics throughout the week, so I really want to touch up on them. Can you guys hear me? I just want to make sure you guys can hear me clearly. Chat room. Hello, chat room. Everybody don't speak at once. Type. Okay. So, pretty much, thank you, Misty. Hello. Tonight we're going to talk about a couple of different things, and I was running late, so I wasn't able to promote the show early. The first thing I just threw up was the last thing that someone hit me up with, and that had to do with why do the people in the ballroom scene take things so personal? They take everything personal, and that's what causes a lot of drama within our scene. You know, you can't really say too much nowadays because everybody is taking it personal. You know, it's really a person's opinion, and yet the opinion of one causes so much conflict with others. And I totally agree with it. You know, why is it like that? To me, it's a mess. So we're going to kind of touch up on that, and I want to see what some of the callers have to say about that one. And then some of the other ones that I got from different people was, let me read. When I have an idea, you can talk about what it is like being a femme queen in an all-male prison. So I guess they want to know more about the survival of a femme queen when, you know, they're incarcerated, and how do they... And that's true. You know, we've seen a lot of our beauties become incarcerated and, you know, they're gone for a while. And how does that affect an individual when they are incarcerated? So that's another one I guess you guys can call in and talk about. I don't know what's going on. You know, seems like a lot of people, everybody's running late. I don't see people, and then I don't hear from people all week. I only hear from you on the show, which I don't kind of like, you know, because we're supposed to be a little bit more than that. And I'm getting a call right now from someone. They should be listening to the show, not calling. So, anyway, let me bring somebody on so we can kind of talk a little bit, but... Yeah, we're going to talk about taking things personal. And, you know, bottom line is, you know, for you to be a part of this panel and sit with us and stuff, I like to have an open line of communication with you as well. I don't just want to have people that's just using the show as an outlet to, you know, become relevant or, you know, just sit here and then don't really give or we talk about stuff. You know, one thing I can say about the... You know, me and my sister Kelly, we communicate a lot before the show, after the show. We've been doing that for years. And as well as the Tea Party cast, we have a lot of talk and everything, and we communicate with each other. And, you know, we really build that bond because in order for you to work together, you really need to know each other. So I just want to throw that out there. Otherwise, you know, what are you going to have? But let me bring my cast on and some of the people that's sitting with us. Jason, you are on the air.
Hey, Jazzy, how are you?
How are you?
Disturbed by a lot that I'm hearing. I'm actually in awe right now because I cannot believe that I missed the whole first season of America Horror Story.
Why did you miss the first season?
I remember seeing the previews for it, but I guess I never just found out what channel it was coming on, or I never realized what day it was coming on, so I just completely missed the whole first season.
So did you watch the second season tonight?
I did watch the second season premiere, and I'm going to go out to Best Buy's or Target tomorrow and buy the whole first season since it's on DVD.
Well, let me put this bug in your ear. I see you, girl. Well, I don't know your number by heart, so I just hope that this is you when I come to you. So continue to sit. Can you pass me something? In all honesty, everyone that's listening in the chat room and stuff, I really wish I had a drink right now. I really wish I had a cocktail. Because the closer it gets to gagging, the more pressure that comes on me. And when I tell you, I'm so disturbed by some of these people, especially the team captains for gagging. But because you're disturbing me, I'm going to disturb you. So don't be surprised if I release the name of the team captain. I'm just putting that bug out there as well. And that one isn't a riddle. Directly from me. Anyway, for the record, season one so far doesn't have anything to do with season two. I really love American Horror Story. If you guys have not watched American Horror Story, you guys need to watch the shit. Watch that shit. It is so fucking good. It is really, really good. The first season was excellent. But this season already kicked off, and it was really, really good. That is one of my favorite shows, as well as The Walking Dead. Oh, my God. Very, very good show. 347-305, you are on the air.
So you're just going to let me sit here and drink? Is that what it is?
No, I need to. You know, the shade is, I would know who you are and know your number by heart if I heard from you more.
We're not going to have this conversation online, Jasmine.
Why not? My name is not Brian.
Hello, Alexis.
Hey, Jason.
Enrique, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody?
How are you, Enrique?
I'm good.
I'm sorry. The show that you guys need to watch, it comes on tomorrow night.
I don't want to hear about no scandal.
Oh, what do you mean, Jasmine? You have
I watch Scandal, Alexis.
Scandal is the shit.
You know what? I hear you people say it's really hot. I have not given it a try, and maybe I will.
Jasmine, I'm telling you, once you see one episode, you're gonna be so lost. You're gonna be like, hold on, wait a minute. Let me go back and find out what's going on. The first season has 7 episodes.
That's it?
Yeah, because it was like a pilot season. They didn't know how the show was going to work. But they got so much rave reviews for those 7 episodes. I was so happy when the new season started.
You know what? I'm going to check and see if I can either download it on iTunes or Amazon.
Well, they got it on Netflix, but yeah, you can download it on iTunes.
Oh, they have it on Netflix as well?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know it was only 7 episodes. I probably would have caught up with it.
Yeah, it's only 7 episodes for the first season.
Oh, yeah, then I might do that. I might do that because I do see you and Marcus and a lot of you guys talking about it and stuff.
I love it.
I do want to... Some of my favorite shows is like Sundays has me locked down. I love everything on Sunday. Once Upon a Time, Revenge.
The first season was good to Once Upon a Time. The second season got me kind of like, Like, I be lost. I be like, what a fairy tale is like? I don't know.
Right, because I know I'm still trying to figure out what does Sir Lancelot have to do with Storybrooke. And how the hell does Sir Lancelot, Milan, and Sleeping Beauty all become friends? Like, really?
I do not like Bad Girls Club, Misty. I am sorry.
No,
I do not watch that.
Oh, and my other favorite show comes on next month on the 4th or either the 5th. I have to look at the dates.
What show is that?
R-H-O-A. R-H-O-W-A, sorry.
Oh, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't watch all that.
Yeah, I love it. Those are two shows that I watch.
No, I can't get into that either. I mean, I wouldn't even have watched Love and Hip Hop this season, but, you know, it kind of just caught me, you know, because
Love and Hip Hop on this season already?
No, I'm talking about last season. I'm sorry.
Oh,
the one with Jocelyn.
I just can't get into those. I can't get into those.
I like when they do the one here in New York with Jim Jones and his girlfriend. Her new show. The only thing I don't like about Chris is she whines too fucking much. Like, bitch, get over it. Leave his ass. Like, come on. He's still sitting there.
Enrique, what shows you watch?
I'm not really a TV person. I watch stupid shows. I use TV for humor. I like Modern Family. I did like the Housewives of New Jersey because there was just a whole lot going on with that. I also like Dexter, True Blood, stuff like that.
Oh, my God, yes. Dexter. Sundays again. Like
the cartoon Dexter?
No, not Dexter Laboratory. That was my favorite too. But no, this is actually Dexter's about a serial killer. The book was excellent. I think they're kind of reaching from the book, but it was good.
Yeah, Sundays I got like Once Upon a Time, Revenge, 666, Dexter.
No, Once Upon a Time. I guess that's where all the fairy tales. Is that when the original fairy tales, or they kind of? Because, you know, the original Fairy Tales is kind of grim. So is it more grim?
Well, that comes on Friday nights, grim. Grim Fairy Tales comes on Friday nights.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
Real Housewives. Da-da-da-da. All right. So.
Oh, Project Runway 2. I'm sorry.
How are you doing, Enrique? How was your day?
It was good. I was off today. I went to the gym. And just laying around the house, beat up my cat. So it was cool.
Lord have mercy.
And Alexis?
Today was actually... Oh, well, no, I take that back. I was about to lie. Today was... We had a mock state board at school. So just imagine standing up nonstop for like 4 hours straight, curling head, like doing different things. It was just real stressful, but... Other than that, it was fine. I came home when I got my nails and toes done. And I'm getting up tomorrow, and me and my sister, we're going out shopping tomorrow. So I'm playing hooky from school.
So do you think
what
you passed
score
the board?
Did you get?
Huh?
So what score did you get?
Score. It was just like to see where we needed to, what areas we needed to work on.
Before you went before the state board?
Yeah, before we went before actual state board.
Okay.
Kind of like a practice board.
Yeah, it was a mock.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of this stuff. And I'm just going to leave it open because, you know, a lot of stuff has come across my screen and, you know, my inbox and stuff about different things that people want to talk about. One of the subjects that people did hit me up with, and I'm sure I'm going to find them, and people will start to hit me up eventually, telling me what topics they want to talk about. Also, I'm sorry, I need to... Yeah, you should. Rodney Prodigy should be coming on, if I'm not mistaken, to make an announcement about his ball. I'm sure you guys have already... Maybe seeing it surfacing in Facebook, and some of the topics and stuff, but he did tell me that he was going to come on tonight. So I will wait for him. And don't instant message me saying, girl, look, because I will read you on the air. I'm on the air right now, and I can read you if you like. So, I'm just going to kind of leave it open a little bit, but one thing that someone brought up to me today in conversation is, why do people take everything so personal when it comes to the scene itself? Everyone seems to take things just so, well, not everyone, but people, it seems like a lot of us take things very personal, and it affects so much. It affects us as an individual. It affects us as, a house. It affects the outcome of a ball, participation, judging, and things of that sort. And, what is the reason for that? If there is a reason, is there an answer? But I personally, have fallen victim to it as well. I have people who right now are at me because, they feel that things that I may have said or did, they are kind of taking a little personal. And I don't purposely try to hurt anyone or attack anyone and stuff, especially when I give my opinion, because it's just my opinion. But that's how people are. And, I don't try to sit here and try to clarify it or defend myself. I mean, I'll give you my reason for answering, but, I don't know. It's just really kind of weird. And I wish it wasn't like that, And I think I've said before, don't allow the outcome of, what's happening between me and you to affect, everyone else. And it's not just, again, with, me personally. That's what I see with others. Someone reached out to me and they said, Jasmine, this is the reason why I don't want to do this. This is the reason why I don't like to do this and stuff like that. And it's because of this. This is why, because they just take it so personal. Because something that happened with my house father, they take it out on me. And it's not fair because I love my house and I love my father, but yet I am falling victim because of someone else's personal attack. And because they don't want to attack him or they don't want to say nothing to him, they take it out on me, and I'm trapped and I don't know what to do. And, that's sad. It's really, really sad. I know one thing is every time I give a ball, I learn a lot more about the scene because the children definitely reach out. The children definitely reach out and they talk to me. They don't just ask me about a category. They really, really talk. And that's what I learn about so many things, So what is your opinion on that, Jason? Why do you feel that people take everything so personal? I've seen a topic earlier today because you made that comment last night about, why do people ask what the topic is, so forth and so on. Because you made that comment last night, it seemed like someone took it personally. What is your feel about that?
Wait, hold on. I was asleep last night. What did I miss?
Well, last night Jason made a comment because, and it does happen, especially on Mondays and Tuesdays, certain people will post in the room or send messages, what's tonight's topic about? And that's basically they're asking, what is Monday's topic about or what is Tuesday's topic about? In the promotion of the radio show and for the people that have been listening for the years that it's been on, everyone pretty much should know that Monday is a recap of whatever event took place over the weekend.
Right.
And it's just like more of a free-for-all after that. You guys talk about the cook-off and, so forth and so on, and key and laugh with everyone. Tuesday is called the Tea Party. I mean, it's in the title, the Tea Party. When you think of Tea Party, you think of people sitting around building tea at a party, so forth and so on. So, that's where that comes from. The only question should be on Wednesdays, what is Wednesday's topic about, because it kind of changes. So Jason made a comment last night in his own words. I don't know if we need to go back to the way he expressed it, guess someone took it very personal because someone posted, you know, what is tonight's topic about? And Jason kind of took off with it. But I don't think Jason was talking purposely or, talking directly to that individual. I think he was just saying it overall because I'm sure Jason's inbox, you know, what is tonight's topic about? Because he's always a part of the show. Kelly gets it all the time. I get it all the time and stuff. But go ahead, Jason. How did that work out for you?
On my job, I had to learn that by nature, I wear my heart on my sleeve. So sometimes things that don't really affect me or shouldn't affect me, affect me. So some things that I had to learn that, you know what, because of constructive criticism or just criticism, period, people are going to always have something to say, be it good, be it bad. You could throw the perfect party and it just be one stain on a white tablecloth, and somebody's going to have something to say about that one stain on a white tablecloth all night long. And I've had to learn for myself that it's not what people say to you, it's how you react to what they say is what's going to make it like, okay, I got under this bitch skin or whatever. In the last 2 weeks, I've learned so much from Trayvon, just how the way people have come at him, and he just stayed kumsi kumsi, like, okay, but I'm still going to say what I need to say. I've learned to take that attitude and just be like, okay, if you don't like me, if you find everything I say, you want to be very opinionated about everything I have to say, I'm not going to take it personal because you have that right. Now, I've learned in the past from the last couple of months of being on this show that I believe some of the people take with it, and this is just my own personal opinion, not the opinions of Jasmine or anybody else, my own personal opinion. I believe that because ballroom is all some of them have, they're going to hold on to it and fight for it like it's their life, because it is their life. So they're going to take everything personal because that's all they have. And when they learn, be it 50 or be it 21, that it is what it is, and they can just let it go, then it's just going to be water off a duck's back. And it's just like, okay, you can say whatever you want. I don't care. People going to talk. That's just my opinion.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Hi, Mr. Man. Wow. Ms. Simmons, you know what? I suggest you really keep it cute because I'm going to get you. Some of these girls, I swear, is a mess. Alexis, what is your opinion on that?
I think sometimes it just varies from topic to topic because certain things people take serious, some things people don't. A lot of times when things hit close to home, we tend to take things a little more serious than others. Did I say that right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When things seem to hit a little close to home, like you can make a general statement. You can make a general statement and be like, you know, whatever you say, and people are like, oh, bitch, you trying to be, and you're like, wait a minute, I wasn't talking about you. But I think they always say a hit dog will holler.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it just varies. What makes you mad may not make me mad. Or what gets you upset, I might not get upset over it. Or I might be like, girl, calm the fuck down. It's not that serious. And you just bitched it and you be like, wait a minute, are you serious? Like, calm down. You understand?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Enrique, what's your opinion on it? Hello. Jason?
I'm here. Enrique.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I don't think. I was like, what's going on? But I think everybody has a different sensitivity level, and I kind of think that not everything, some things that might, some people might brush off their shoulders, sometimes it hits other people hard. And I think that sometimes, I know I myself had to be very aware of that, because I have a very sarcastic humor, and I take everything as being funny or a joke. But then when I say things, it kind of hits people a little hard. And they don't have the same type of humor that I have. And it kind of comes across as I'm being catty or I'm trying to read, when all actuality, I'm just seriously joking. So I think it kind of depends on, A, your personality, B, where you're at in your life right now, like you said, and just different things. Because it's kind of, it's just, because you can say one thing to one person. I can say something to Jason. Then I can say something to Tiffany. And then Jason might take it wrong, but Tiffany might think it's a key, when all actuality was supposed to be a key. But then on the other hand, I could say something and it's supposed to be a read and everybody thinks it's a joke. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of where you're at the point in time that it's being received. And I think that personally, because I'll tell you an incident that, well, I didn't take it to heart because it wasn't directed to me. Well, there was an incident on the radio Monday when somebody asked Tony a question about the ban list. I'm sure, let me say this, I know sure that Tony is tired of talking about that. But when you're a representative of that group, or if you're the spokesperson, that people are going to come. Like I had this conversation with a house member of mine. People are going to come at you because you're the one that's in public, i.e. on the radio, that's addressing it. So people are going to come at you. And I know it was irritating, very irritating to Tony, and it came off as such. And I was like, wow. I mean, they just had, like, basic questions, because maybe it was the fault of the house, because I know it was the fault of my house, because I have two people that are in the group, but they didn't tell us anything about the ban list. So I was really eager to know or ask questions, but it seemed when people came questions, they were slightly attacked or quickly shut down. You know what I'm saying? So I had to kind of check my feelings. I was like, well, wow, all they want to know is information. But at the end of the day, I had to understand where Tony was coming from. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Enrique, not only that, but you have to know certain people.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, Tony is a brilliant guy. He is. But he doesn't have that much patience.
You know what people tell me, and I think it applies to a lot of people. I'm not the only one. Some of us had bad delivery.
Mm-hmm.
The girls in school, they often tell me, they be like, Tavy, you know what? You have a bad delivery. And I do, and I can admit, because I have a fucked up way of saying things, I don't mean any harm by it. It's just the way it comes out.
Okay,
and
so wait a minute. Do you get that two-minute look to or a minute stare before they even laugh or read? Because I get that a lot. I'll say something.
They be like, okay, for instance, I have a bad habit of saying the word bitch. Well, it's about me and Danielle, Isha, Iman. It's like, Vanessa, it's like five of us. We might look at each other like, don't touch me, bitch. And we laugh it off. That's just how we play. But it's another girl in our class. She doesn't like it. It's two of them. But by me being so flip with my lip, I will throw it out there in a heartbeat. And she got upset with me a few days ago. And I couldn't understand for the likes of it why. What the fuck had I done to this bitch for her to be upset? Well, come to find out, either I called her a bitch or she thought I called her a bitch, and she was upset about it. And it's like, I told her, I said, listen, let me explain something to y'all. I said, I'm 33 years old. I said, if y'all have a problem with something I did, come tell me what's going on. Because if you don't, then I'm going to feel like, oh, this bitch is being funny now. You understand? Or it's going to turn into something that it doesn't have to be, because you just won't simply open your mouth and say, girl, I don't like that, or don't do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But once again, like I said, they say I have a bad delivery. Like I might say, you know, we might be in a class taking notes, and somebody might say something like, oh, I don't want to hear this fucking shit. And they look at me like,
Well, say, that's different. You're in class. It's not like you're in a social setting now. That's actual class.
Well, that's how my teacher taught to, you know, so we talk like that.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
You know, and then, like, me and this one girl, we always get into it, and I keep telling her, I'm like, listen, for the first couple of weeks, we were cool. I don't know why you got so sensitive all of a sudden, bitch. I said, but this is not an argument that you want. And I have to remember, I've been put out of school several times, so I have to check my myself sometimes, because if not, then I'll be out of school again. But it's not going
right
to that.
But that, so I can go back to what I was saying, because I can see how people, because there was people, different people in the chat room, different people that was on the text, and different people that was hitting me up. It's like, why is he attacking? And I said, I don't see it as him attacking. I just see him being over the question. You know what I'm saying? But it did kind of come off like that a little bit. So it depends where you're at that present time. It depends on, in general, your whole personality, Jess. So that's my answer.
I agree. I mean, you know, when it came to the ban list and everything that's been happening, my God, I can understand where Tony is coming from, because it's stressful on all of us. Everyone that's a part of that group is stressful. And, you know, it just constantly hearing about it, when in all honesty, it's like dealing with fifth graders, because none of this should be happening. No one, my personal opinion is, and again, this is my personal opinion, don't take it personal, but why are we creating a ban list? We shouldn't have to do that. We have to take it to these measures, but it's like we're treating, you know, we're dealing with fifth graders. It shouldn't have to come to this. And it's already annoying that it has to come to this, let alone explaining it over and over again when the people in their position should be explaining it. It should have never gotten this far, period.
Right.
If the people would have done their job, it never would have gotten to where it's at now. So now it's like, here we are again. Everyone stand in line, and we have to do this all over again, and it's already annoying. So, you know, that's just where, you know, it comes from. But, I mean, we have to do something. We have to do something. The first thing you constantly hear is, I'm going to get that bitch at the next ball. And that's what kills me about these balls. Rodney is about to come on in a few moments, and he's going to explain something to you guys about his upcoming ball. But before he comes in, I just want to say something. As a promoter, a lot of people do not realize the work that you have to put in to giving these balls. It is so much that you have to do. And it's not just dealing with houses and the people. It's the community that we deal with. The promoter, I mean, the venues, the owners, the promotion, the marketing, everything that we have to do. It takes away so much of our time from our daily lives, from our work. We have to deal with this and that. We're already dealing with community. I mean, people that look at us and you know, they don't respect us. They don't appreciate us. They take us for granted. The venue owners play games with us. You know, they don't respect us. I don't know it's for what reason, but, you know, this is what happens. So we have to go through so much with that alone. And then now finally when we get that done, we get the contract, we get that done. Now it's the marketing, and we're dealing with printing companies and all the rest of this stuff. And we got to deal with the whole marketing, and then we have to deal with the promoting and back and forth with the different houses, and then the houses are saying, oh, this and that, well, I don't know, and this house is not coming, and that house is on blackout, and this house is doing this, and that house is doing that, so you're sitting here fighting to get this all together for this ball, and then you get everybody in the building, and you got to deal with commentators and DJs and security and bars and everything, you got to deal with all that stuff.
Jasmine,
you go through so much.
Take a deep breath.
I can't. You go through so much, and then here you go. Somebody comes in there with an attitude, and they fight, and the whole ball gets shut down. All that work and all that shit you just went through is all done, over with, because of a fight, because someone is going through some bullshit, and then what kills me about it is a week later, they're girlfriends again.
Of course.
All the work you just did, and it's all going down the drain because of some bullshit. So that's exactly why this is happening the way it's happening. But now I'm going to take a deep breath and smoke a cigarette and drink my little iced coffee as I bring the overall father, Rotten Prodigy, on the air. Hello, Rotney.
Good evening, good evening. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Hey, Alexis. Who is on the line?
Jason and Enrique.
Jason, Enrique, how are you guys doing?
Hey, well,
yeah, how are you?
Yeah.
I'm good, I'm good. I came on the line with Jason. That was a good plug to come into my segment, I guess, anyway. I came on to bear good news and bad news. The bad news is concerning, you know, the New Jersey, New York area. Unfortunately, due to the venue and the owners not communicating with us, not getting back with us, not meeting us to communicate on different stuff with the venue and stuff, we had to relocate the ball to D.C. So now the ball is in D.C. at Upscale, of course. It's still the same date, still the same category, still everything. November the 10th, wasn't a name, part two, has been moved to D.C. So I'm apologizing for the 10% or I'll say the 5% of people that had already made travel arrangements and plans, different stuff like that, because I know that the community is very much week of, last night, stuff like that. So I apologize to that 5% that might have planned ahead and different stuff like that. But we had to relocate the ball due to the venues and the owners.
So we're
contrary
coming
to what was said about with Kelly's interview about the financial aspect of it, because we're a team. James had his money because James actually, we do everything together. So it was not a him not having this, him not having that. We were looking for venues in New York. We actually went up there last weekend, both of us, to speak with the young man, and he did not get back with us and texted us again. He was like, there's nothing we could do. We have to move the ball.
So do you think that what happened last year affected his decision this year? Because I thought your guys' balls were pretty good. So you guys
It was pretty good. He liked it. He said he wanted to come back. And then I think what happened was, I know Jack had a situation where she gave him the deposit and everything. But then at the last minute, the guy reneged on it with, you know, with having her deposit and everything. And the ball wound up being at the lab. Because the worst ball was supposed to be at the same spot we had our ball at.
Do you think it was a money issue? Because I know that venue providers do that too. If they say, because you guys had a really big turnout.
He did go up on the price, but we was willing to do that. But I guess he might didn't want to, you know, do it, so he went up on the price just to see what we was going to say.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He definitely went up. He went up over $1,500 from last year, as a matter of fact, and we still was going to get it.
Over $1,300?
$1,500.
Wow.
Pricier than last year. So, you know, I guess, like, people see shiesty stuff. They see the money that's been coming in, the revenue and everything. So they're like, okay, well, we need to get a bigger cut. Or we need some of this pie, too. But we spoke on it, and we still was going to pay it. We was going to do everything just so we can have a ball in New York. Because we were trying to give New York a staple ball besides the latex. You know what I'm saying? And the awards ball. So they can have another actual annual ball. But it just didn't work out. And then initially, we were supposed to switch it up, 1 year in New York, 1 year in D.C., 1 year in New York, 1 year in D.C. But then we talked about it, and we were like, okay, let's have a staple New York ball every year, because it was very nice last year. So we was like, okay, we'll do that. And then we talked to the man. He said, come through, sign a contract, do all this stuff, give a deposit, all this stuff. So we just had to communicate. He never texted back. He never called back. He never did anything. So we was like, well, we have a ball to do. We've been promoting. Flyers are out. Everything is out. So I don't want to postpone. I don't have that many balls anyway. But as far as postponing and different stuff like that, it puts a bad taste in people's mouths. And, you know what I'm saying? So I want to go ahead and continue with the ball. And since I'm DC anyway, I can have more control and see where everything is going and stuff like that. So that's how it came about.
So another question, because I'm greedy. So does that mean that Kelly's going to be cooking in D.C. instead of New York? Because I know that was one of the conversations you guys had Monday, right?
Well, Kelly, they're having a cookout, Kelly and Alexis. But I'm sure they're not going to be bringing their pots and pans and all that, you know, their own down here to DC, so we probably would not have the cook-off, I'm sorry, that weekend.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I always get invited to
Right. We probably have an undisclosed location for the special elite group.
But, well, okay, well, you know, I don't like to be messy, Uncle. You know I'm a very nice young lady.
Go ahead. I'm here for questions for a moment till the phone starts ringing. I'm at work, though.
I was looking through my inbox, but I forgot I'm under a new page now. I had got this tea maybe like a month ago that the venue was going to be changed, but I just want to thank you for confirming it now so that we can make sure.
I'm a very, you know, on point. Try to be very detailed individual. So once the guys start, you know, taking 3 or 4 days to call back or doing stuff like that, I said it to James, I said it to Jack, and I said it to Vaughn, because those people will be working for me, that the venue might get changed. So, of course, when you speak to people, they speak to their girlfriends, and they speak to their girlfriends, and they speak to their girlfriends. So before the venue is changed, everybody already called me saying, oh, the ball is in D.C., oh, the ball is in D.C. But no, Rodney just signed the contract today at 4:30 p.m., so the venue just officially changed today. So I think everybody that had the ESP, that had premonitions, that had whatever they had, that they already knew the ball was going to be in D.C. before I did, and James, and we're the ones paying for it. But I appreciate everybody planning to come to D.C. already, so that works.
I didn't say he told you, see there?
No.
I'm talking, someone just tagged me, and in the back cave, and
I want her to be quiet, please. Everything is not about her. Everything is not about you, Marcus. Just calm down.
I feel some kind of way that I'm not in this back cave.
But yes,
Alexis, what I was saying was, this is the reason why people misinterpret or people take everything as shade. I was saying, right, Alexis, he didn't even tell me. Now, if you read the message,
that's what
it said. Like, he named three people,
okay,
he didn't even tell me. Right.
Okay, Marcus.
Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Hello, I'll keep listening.
don't you ever think you're going to storm me, honey.
Nope.
But, yes, we still, you know, we everything is still going on. All the money's still there. You know, with nowadays, you have to show pictures. You have to do all that stuff. I'm not doing any pictures. I'm not doing anything. Everybody knows if I travel, as much as I travel and do what I do, I have my money. So everything is there.
The good thing, though, with this venue, you should be saving money with this venue, correct? Since they were trying to go off on D.C.,
that
right?
That is correct.
Okay, cool.
And it comes with security and comes with everything ever. But James and I, we're our own security. We don't really tolerate they respect us enough not to bring mess and bullshit into the venue. It comes to battle. It's where the old school and the new school come together and battle each other, and the best man wins.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, and just for clarity, so everyone knows, the category for the grand prize is Old Way. It is not Legendary Old Way. It is Old Way. Anybody that can spin, dip, pop, lock, drop, whatever you can do, is open to you.
That sounds good. Do you think that's going to scare some of the old heads away?
Of course.
No, not really. I mean, the ones that really, really want to battle and really know that they can play, and, you know, you'll have a mixture of people judging that's not judging girlfriends. They're judging the ball.
Okay,
judging,
so the panel's going to be selected
in front of them. Oh, yeah, very, very.
Okay.
Because, yeah,
you know, Rodney, I know this was also something that was brought up. We all know that me and you personally stood side by side and looked at the panels giving, what is going on? You know what I'm saying? So just as long as that doesn't happen again, everybody has a fair chance, and that's kind of cool.
Right.
Rodney, we may have a call for you. I don't know if this is in reference to your topic. 301-336, get on the air.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm not from the ballroom scene, but I love listening to the show. I called before back when our Chanel or something was on here when y'all had topics or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, y'all do y'all. I'm not into the ballroom scenes. I mean, don't call me a knot. I know y'all probably like, oh, this is a knot, but I'm not a knot.
No, we're not like that. But
nah,
some of
us
aren't like that.
No, nah, I know how the joints are. I mean, I'm here. I mean, I'm 25. I already know. But the thing is, y'all current on about ball. But one thing I want to say is, yeah, I hope Rodney's ball is successful.
Yes, sir.
Is successful, whatever. That's cool, but like the shit, I don't want to say it. I'm supposed to be just fucking blunt today, but
okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Nah, I'm just want to say like, oh shit.
Just say it,
please.
Okay, Rodney, like, he going on about his ball, and I hope it's successful, but it's so many people out here with, like, that's going through stuff, like the ball, yeah, you know, you want to do this and do that, but me, personally, I'm going through stuff, and I have a friend that has passed 2 days ago, and it's like, everything is about ball, then I have my other friend. I'm giving him a trade. I know about certain gay stuff and whatever. But it's just like, can y'all talk about like stuff that's real, like it's problem in the community.
Well, can I say this?
Let me say this.
I don't mean no disrespect to Rodney nothing. I'm sorry.
No. I understand, but
no, you're not.
This is the whole audience of this show. The whole audience or the premise of the show is centered around balls. They do have a conversation to go away from balls, but
yeah, I listened to Jasmine. It was on her State of Emergency show.
Right, the State of Emergency, but it was just the point that it was mentioned. And
I'm not disrespecting nobody. I'm sorry if I'm calling in. I'm probably calling in the wrong time. I'm sorry.
No. I think at the point you did, because Roddy just had to come on and make clarification because there was a venue change, and that's very important that people know this. And so that was Senator Balls, because if you notice, before he came on, we were talking about other things, but at the end of the day, it's always going to come back to Balls because that's what the show is based on.
That's the common ground.
Right. My ex-lover, like, he got me here to the radio show, and I've been listening. And I listened to Jasmine Couture radio show.
And that's what you called
to
into tonight. This is Jasmine's show.
Yeah, I listened to her show, but the thing about it, like, I listened to her, but, and like, she, like, and there was R.R. Chanel. It was a girl that sounded like she was from London or something.
Okay, he's talking about Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, that was on Monday, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was just saying, like, I'm
well,
sorry.
You're not being rude, but once Rodney finished discussing why his venue changed, we are going to go back to talking about other events and other problems that we have. But all, like Enrique said, and like Alexis is saying, it's going to always come back to ballroom. We don't always sit on the phone or in this radio show and talk about ballroom. We talk about events that occur outside of the ballroom, but the main premise for the shows are about ballroom. But the State of Emergency, which is tonight, we talk about other issues that go on within the ballroom, like relationships, HIV awareness. You just happen to listen right now when Rodney's talking about his ball. So if you just continue to listen, we'll talk about something else eventually. But right now, Rodney just needs to clear up some things for his ball.
Okay, and that's what's happening. So, Rodney, really quickly, I'm going to go to a couple of other people. 704-713 on the air.
You know
your
704-713. Okay. Rodney, are you there? Rodney?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Man from the chat room wants me to ask you, will you have any real Old Way legends on your panel?
No, I will not have. Well, I can't say that. I will have maybe one or two, but most of the people will be judging. It will be performance legends on the panel. Real performance legends will be on the panel.
Okay. Kelly, you're on the air.
Don't skip past my number, woman, okay?
She knew you didn't have a real question, Kelly, so she wanted to go to those concerned callers about the ball.
I was coming to let have. I thought we had a new Trayvon on the show.
Yeah, because they pressed one again. They pressed one again. So
Kelly, you finished having already?
Huh?
You finished your date already?
Mister Girl, we gonna talk about that. Mister, when they send y'all those pictures, Mister, make sure those pictures are correct. They send you those pictures to make it look like it looks. Oh God, I was jealous.
Okay, you know what? I'm putting you back on mute, Kelly. Because it has nothing to do with the state of
emergency.
Call me on iChat, please. And as we see, we have a caller who wants to talk about real stuff. So we're going to let Rodney wrap it up, and then we're going to go into the real topic. Go ahead, Rodney.
Okay. Did you guys have any more questions?
No. I don't think so.
No, you pretty much summed it up pretty good.
All right. Thank you. Enrique, could you have Eric call me, please?
I sure will.
Hold on. Marcus has a question.
Okay.
Marcus, Rodney. Down here.
Yeah.
Rodney.
Hold on. Let me just call my ring.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. My question is, having seen you in the last, you know, few weeks trying to find another venue in New York, to all the people that kind of read the lab, do you have second thoughts on the lab now? You know, I know it wasn't an option for you guys because it wasn't available, but I mean, you know how like people read the lab, but really, have it helped you? There really aren't any venues in New York. What do you think that's going to do to ballroom in, you know, New York going forward?
It's really hard. That's why for the last few years that they really haven't had any ball in New York besides, but Jack them is forced to find a venue because the New York Awards Ball, the Ballroom Awards is a staple for you. So you have to look and diligently search for a venue for that. And the Latex, of course, that's a sponsored event, federal funded. So you're gonna have that. But hard working dollars going to play. It takes a while. It's a lot of searching. And for me in D.C., dealing with the connection in New York, trying to run around, still go to work, still do whatever I need to do, and just for a phone, having phone as a way of communication, it's kind of hard for New York.
Okay, so Mitt Romney, the question was, how do you feel as though that's going to affect ballroom?
How's it going to affect ballroom in New York?
Well, right, because, I mean, I really thought that people, like, in New York who said they couldn't find venues, it just really wasn't, you know, they just really weren't looking hard enough. Because I was like, New York is huge. It has to be places. But I'm really seeing that there really aren't, you know, under normal circumstances. We've been really hard on the lab. To the naysayers, what do you say to the naysayers who read the lab? You know, when we see the lab on the flyer, we all say, oh, child. But
promoters say that more than the goers because we know the insides and out of what goes on at the lab. So, but we don't want to knock the next person who wants to rent their venue. You just know that with the lab comes a lot of extra.
Right.
A lot.
Didn't they just have a big brawl there?
A lot.
Say it again?
Didn't they just have a big brawl at the lab?
Yeah, it was a party, and she wasn't really ball-related.
No, I mean, I know it wasn't a ball. I said a big brawl, not a ball.
Yeah, that was a big brawl.
Something did happen, but it wasn't ball-related, was it? It just
like, let's go to the ballroom.
There might have been some ballroom people there or something, then. But it wasn't. It was a party. It wasn't like a ball. Did you have the mandatory
if it's in the wintertime, you have the mandatory $5 coat check. Then you have the owner's special guests that come in. Then you have the promoter's special gate for different prices that come in. It's a lot of extra that goes
in. Or the $10 if you want to keep your coat.
Right.
You have to pay $10 to keep your coat?
Yeah, $5 to give it up and $10 to keep it.
Are you also...
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Is that for
real? And hundreds of dollars for extra time.
Right, and that's why a lot of people put their, when they outside, they're cold, they put their coat in their bag until they get inside, you know, because it's in their property, they really don't say anything. But otherwise, if you're just out there, and you don't have any bags or anything like that, you take the coat, they want a mandatory coat check for $5. Then the accessible extra charges for the incentives or amenities that they don't offer, but it's in there that you get like the day of or day before. Like I said, you get that special gate for the new charging 30 at the door. It's a special size of the building that's 20.
Wow.
You know, it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Definitely a lot. I've had my shared experiences with the lab over and over and over again. And it would never be done again.
Right. Some people would rather cancel a ball or postpone a ball than to use the lab.
I know that those people on the side, the doormen, I know they made money at that New York Awards wall. I know they
yes,
did.
Yes, I'm sure they did. Because that's that special gate I was telling you about, that special pass gate.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you guys so many stories about the lab. It's horrible. And I just want to suggest ever throwing a ball there. It's horrible. And anyone that throws a ball
it
there.
It was an option. It was an option before
I'm so glad y'all opted out.
Anyone who throws a ball there and you think that it's packed and, oh, bitch, they made their money. Nah, they ain't make their money. Because there's a lot of stuff that comes along with it. It's a big price to pay.
Right. Sean will definitely make his money, though.
Oh, yeah. If you think you made money, believe me, he's making his money. So,
yes,
it's a lot.
Become Ball City of the Year.
Yeah, I was going to say, so D.C. is going to be that place to throw balls again. I mean, it's going to be the place to throw balls because I guess it's reasonable and it's a really nice space. So I guess you can't put fault on that. I just hope that we as a community don't mess that place up as well. They seem
exactly.
to be very tolerant, though. They seem to be very tolerant.
He is. He's definitely about dollars and cents, business. Don't mess up my shit. I won't mess up your shit. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah. Very tolerable. That's what's up.
Okay, thank you, Marcus. Rodney, anything else you wanted to wrap up on this?
No, I think that should cover it. The flyers have been circulating. Today I did a major, like we sent out apologies, sending out the categories, everybody from different people. I talked to the representatives from the Carolinas, the Virginias. Of course, Baltimore, Philly area, so everybody's, you know, they're kind of in favor of it being in D.C., so they're a little happy. Less traveling, less expensive on hotels, less expensive on different little stuff, it's tolls and different stuff like that, so it's coming along quite nicely already.
Get on the damn train.
Okay, another question. Are you going to post the categories in the rooms as well? Because I know a lot of people get it that way.
We've been doing that as well. So tomorrow, when I get up in the morning, before I even go to take my break, I'm going to start posting in all the groups again, Walking Wonders and all around. Like James, I've been doing it. I've been doing it. I've been putting on people's individual walls, but I'm going to start my annoyance and nuisance by posting in every group again.
Okay, cool.
Ellie, you're back on the air.
Hold on before.
Is this the same emergency or what's in the name?
What?
Say it again.
Is this the state of emergency show or what's in the name show?
Well, it is emergency because we are discussing the venue change, so that's an emergency for some people because they was looking forward to ball to being in New York, and unfortunately it's not. So it's a state of emergency for me and the ball people that's promoting me. So put her back on mute again, please, Jasmine. Thank you.
I'm going to serve y'all on Monday, honey. I'm going to get y'all together, honey. Y'all can be seeing everything when y'all want.
Thank you.
I'm going to get y'all together Monday.
Jasmine, please. I'm glad you said that, Enrique. Whatever happened to people putting out flyers? I remember one time people used to have, I remember you would go in people's house, there'd be like 3 or 4 flyers. You understand what I'm saying? What happened to people making flyers? What happened to the creativity? I remember they used to even have a of the year for flyer of the year. People don't even do those kind of things. Ever since Facebook.
Alexis, did you see my flyer for Gag Wings?
Jasmine.
Yes.
I'm going to ignore that question.
Okay. Have you seen my flyer for What's in the Name?
I don't think so, Uncle. I don't think I've seen it.
It's been all around. It's in Texas. It's in
Louis.
It's in Philly.
A lot of people stop making flyers. They don't even put forth the effort no more.
Everything is on Facebook.
And then, well, you know what?
Everybody
says on Facebook,
in the week of the ball,
it is,
but well, I haven't seen the flyer. I haven't seen the category calling for.
I think we need to get back to the creative side of ballroom.
I agree. I definitely agree. Okay,
Facebook, we got to wrap this up because everybody's hitting me up about some other stuff. All right.
Well, thank you guys for your time.
Hold on. Marcus has another question.
Tell Marcus to go sit down some goddamn one. She got
no,
Rodney.
I'm sorry,
number.
Rodney. Well, you know, the questions that I'm asking, Alexis, are really, you know, questions that I know people are asking or when they listen to the show.
Marcus, please go ahead.
Right. Rodney, everybody, you know, this came up in a group. They're basically saying that people, they don't believe DC is fair. What do you guys plan on doing to prevent that from happening?
Fair to whom? And
then I guess they think that DC favors DC in winning. I don't know, because I guess they were at your ball last year, and the panel was kind of mixed between, you know, from wherever all the judges were from. But
in DC as well, it will have a mixture of Atlanta, Midwest, New York, California, just like last year. We haven't changed anything. The people will still support James and myself, and it will be a mixture from all over for every region, so it won't be saturated with DC. It'll have the houses, but it won't be those members that just will vote for DC. They will vote for the best candidate that wins. If not, I think everybody have seen me at my ball. If I think that someone is being blatantly unfair, I will remove them and I say, have a seat, stand to the side, thank you for your time, and I will put someone
comment.
Else up here.
I'm going to keep my comment to myself.
Yeah, please do.
It will be a mixture
of ball walkers and representatives of people that actually have been doing their thing and have made a reputation for their category, so when they be judging, they will know what they're looking for.
Okay. All right. All right, Rodney. Well, I want to thank
you. All right.
For...
Love you, Alexis.
Love you, Uncle.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good night.
Good night, Rodney.
You too. Let's see. So that's the one. So. Okay, y'all can talk.
You said we can talk?
Yeah, I can talk. Who keeps pressing one back and forth? Three, no, I'm not bringing you back on, Paula. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. We can't
do
it with another Trayvon.
I'm not going to do that. Not tonight. Just
let him get us to a topic so it's not related to ballroom. See, tell him just hold tight. We'll get to that.
Yeah, definitely. Girl, Miss Ricky Allure, you're getting on my nerves.
Her name is Cashmere?
What's your girl name?
What's her girl name?
All the press is good press. Stir me, girl, stir me. It's not good press. Be careful before I really, really start flipping you around.
Enrique.
Ricky,
all
behave.
Right. Hello, I live in D.C. and I'm planning on attending the ball. What time does it start? Okay, we will get to that as well. All right, so what are we talking about?
We just got off the topic about people getting into their feelings. So I guess we're going to something else.
Yeah, we definitely can. Somebody else's question one, the girls are showing the Stepford Wives. What is going on? Okay. What is this? I mean, my message is... Oh, wow, let's be real with this. Oh, girls cannot do it no more. What are they talking about? Okay, let me just leave it alone. So, what do you guys want to talk about now? I got to just close my screens and stuff. Kelly, okay, did you want to say something, Kelly?
Hell no.
I didn't pass one. Are you getting like that other show over here?
Oh, really? Are you gonna try that? Oh, I'm wow.
I'm waiting for the topic.
Okay, Kelly.
The topic for tonight are annoying
people. No, let's talk about it. I got a topic. How do we get Kelly's video of her and the bra posted on World Star Hip Hop?
Gotta get a good girlfriend to work with you on that.
You know what? I'm going to
end this call. They charge $700 for you to post.
I'm going to end this call right now because I know where this is going.
Hold on, wait.
They do not charge $707 to post on World Star Hip.
Dude, so where did you get that from, Kelly? They don't charge $700.
Oh, that's what I was told.
No.
No, it don't cost. It happened to shit to some on World Star Hip Hop, honey. It's not even worth a dollar of my time.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, let me get my video on World Star Hip Hop and media takeout.
Here we go.
All right,
I'm going to read this book. This is a wonderful book.
5, 4
Nicole,
it's called
I mean,
When a Man
like,
Cries.
Pick your topic, girl. Go ahead.
2.
Pick your topic.
Huh?
Go ahead and pick a topic for us.
I know. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Hear me? Okay, Jasmine. We got 2 weeks left. Okay. And this is bar related. Shit is a ballroom show. I've heard rumors.
Uh-huh.
I've been hearing that the grudge matches, a lot of the girls may not be in the building.
Okay.
I think I asked this question one time before and I didn't get a response that I wanted, so I'm going to ask again. Are they still going to have the grudge match if only one person shows up? What is going to be the outcome? Will the person that shows up just get their coin? I mean,
I guess we have to wait the gaggling to find out.
So here you go.
See, let me explain something about me. Really quickly. You have to really, really pay attention to me and get into everything that I do, my promotion, my wording, and everything that I do. The grudge matches are just that. They are grudge matches. And pay attention to it. You know, that's all I can say. I'm not going to sit here and give the outcome of what's going to happen because everything is a rumor. We don't know what's going to happen until it happens. The bottom line is they come, they are able to utilize my ball to settle their differences. And if they don't come, then the differences wasn't settled, and I guess they'll settle it somewhere else. But the ball will continue.
Okay.
That's
just
all it
sure.
boils down to. Huh?
I was just making sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's all it boils down to, you know? If you openly invite people to come to your ball and settle their differences, you're giving them a platform to do so. Bottom line is, the ball will stop, and I will allow you to settle your differences. And if you choose not to settle them, if you choose that it was not that serious in the first place, then the show goes on, so we continue with the ball. So that's pretty much what that is based on. that's all I can say as far as that goes. There's a lot of rumors when it comes to gag and wing. A lot of them.
But there's a lot of rumors pertaining to a lot of balls. You know what I'm saying? All
yeah,
balls
there's
have a lot
of rumors pertaining to a lot of balls. Like Rodney had to come on here and explain things with his ball. You know, how people say this and that, and, you know, he
right.
feels that he doesn't have to do this and he's not going to do that. Because people take something and they want to run with it. And the difference between me and a lot of other people is, at the end of the day, Monday morning, I still have to come back here and take care of what I have to take care of. So the bottom line is, it doesn't really make a difference to me. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. In the beginning, I was very excited about Gagaween. And I was very excited about one particular category. I'm no longer excited about that category anymore. A lot of people have completely let me down. And again, that may be a rumor. They may shock me come that ball. I may gag at that ball personally. But then again, I always like to get the last laugh. So I'm going to laugh no matter what at the end of it. But the bottom line is, people will run with everything. You know, you give people 6 months to prepare. You give people 6 months to prepare, and for some reason, it seems like you just can't get it done. They cannot get it done. For some reason, I noticed that a lot of people cannot coexist together. This is a very cutthroat industry. This is a very backstabbing, cutthroat profession. I don't know what to call it, but this is what is happening, and it's really sad for the ones that are really, like I say all the time, it's really, really sad for the ones that are putting so much into what that, you know, that they put so much into it and they want it so bad, and you have the ones that are always out there trying to ruin it. That is exactly why I love the fact that I created those virgin categories to give something back to them, because they seem like the only ones that really, really, really are getting it together. And also the other categories, the Feminine Face, the Feminine Queen Realness, the Runway, those girls getting it together. But you motherfucking team captains, when I tell you, you team captains have worked my last nerve.
So can we get the name?
So Evan, could it be a strategy as well? Couldn't that be just simply a strategy to put
it's
the word
a strategy,
out there?
It's a strategy towards each other. But I have never seen so many people... So many people, the way that they are maneuvering among each other is so, it's a mess. It's a mess, and all I can do is sit back and say, wow, really? Like, really? Is it really like that? And it's just sad because you should hear the way these captains call me up like I am Mother Teresa. Jasmine, as I was just talking, one just called. Jasmine, oh my God, Jasmine. I mean, you have captains that are stealing other members. You have captains that are jumping on other teams and then leaving the team because they wanted to find out what the other people were doing and find out who was on their team. You have captains who were uniting to create one team, and they're going around destroying other teams. I mean, this is like, I feel like I'm on the Xbox or the PlayStation playing a motherfucking game. It is ridiculous. And it's like, I knew Legendary Performance, those performances, were something else. They have issues among themselves as far as who was really legendary and who wasn't legendary and who was a master and who wasn't a master and everything. I mean, I knew that they had issues. So, baby, I didn't know it was that serious. I didn't know.
Somebody said, because it's the people you pick or ask.
It's because of the people I pick to ask?
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with because the people that I picked and asked are well-deserved, and they're nothing but showstoppers. It's just the simple fact of they just cannot coexist together, and that's where the problem lies.
So can we get these team captains to cut the bull?
I'm going to hurt you.
I truly feel that it may be released very, very soon. I really feel that it may be released very, very soon.
You kind of sort of leaked one tonight.
I should release one tonight?
No, you said you kind of sort of leaked one tonight.
It's cash real.
Possibility.
Hey, let me ask you a question, because this was on a post, though not on a post, on my page or something like that. So do you consider balls private events, yes or no?
Do I think it's considered a private event?
Yes.
No, I don't think it's a private event.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't think so either.
I have had a lot of hits. One thing I will say about Facebook and YouTube, and I think this year is very different than any other year, I have gotten a lot of hit-ups. Like, I've sold two tables alone to individuals that were just coming to the ball because it's Halloween weekend. I know one person is, you know, their girlfriend. It's their girlfriend's birthday, and this surprise birthday present for them, and they're big YouTube fanatic. They love the balls. They've never been to a ball, and they're bringing all these people to the ball and all this stuff, and da-da-da-da-da, and they sat there and bought tables today. And, I mean, you know, it's really weird. You know, you get the people that call, I've never been to a ball. I've always wanted to go to a ball. I've heard about your balls.
In the kitchen.
What's wrong with that?
Name me.
Enrique? What is you doing?
That's not me.
Well, who else is on the line?
Tony Jason.
That ain't me. I'm sitting here reading a book, listening to y'all.
That's reading
somebody.
The book.
Yes, I'm reading a book.
I work.
At least your microphone still open?
No, nobody else's microphone is open. Somebody's trying to stab. Somebody was going through something. Who's in the kitchen?
Well,
I'm in the
me.
Kitchen, but
I'm
not fumbling anything.
I'm reading a book and listening to y'all talk about balls being private, and all I heard was rattling, and it wasn't me, but I was not going to be the one to say who the hell is that opening popcorn.
Oh,
I'm
not
even
popcorn.
Oh, it's popcorn.
Because that's
yeah,
what it sounds
like. That's what it sounds
like. You get a lot of people who, you know, they love the balls and stuff, and they really want to be a part of it, so... It's weird. I feel bad because, you know, I really wish the ballroom thing would get it together, you know, because there's so many people out there that want to be a part of this. Oh, my God, they really want to be a part of this. They love what, it, you know, we see. They see. But a lot of them are very afraid. You know, I get a lot of people. I talk to so many people. I want to come to a ball, this and that, this and that, this and that. But... I heard on the radio, they're also big fans of the radio show. I heard about all the violence. I heard about the fight. I heard about this. I heard about that. That kind of scares me. You know, this and that. And it's really, really sad because I can't sit here and say, I guarantee you nothing's going to happen.
Well,
like
have they ever been to a public event?
They've been? I don't know. I don't know about that.
I mean, because if you think about it, if you go to concerts, you go to anything, a fight is liable to happen.
Anywhere, correct. That goes in any situation.
Yeah, because I can remember going to After. Now, who the hell is that? Because I can remember.
That's not me now. Come on now.
Going to After events, like After Little Kim concerts in Baltimore, and they would have them at Martin's West, and you might find three or four girls with the same outfit on, and they get into a fight just because the three or four of them got on the same outfit.
They shouldn't be shopping at Rainbow.
What other questions do you have about Gagoline, Alexis?
I only really want to see the grudge matches. Because all six of like my faves, with the exception of one.
This is what I'll tell you about the grudge matches. The only way you're going to see the grudge matches is if you guys reach out to those individuals and tell them how much you support them and you want them in the building.
Well, Jasmine, I have tried. Let me say something. I have tried
And one thing about me, I ain't begging no bitch to come get no $1,000, especially if I ain't getting none of the cut.
Oh, Naima tried it, Jasmine.
What she
said? She talk about she loved that it's only five of us on the phone and we all saying it's not us making the noise, so it must be the dark night.
And she the one eating.
Naima, you're still a part of the show. We can still feel your presence. Remember, it is that time of the month.
Ooh. Wow.
Go ahead, Alexis.
Yeah, I really only wanted to see the grudge matches, and I'm not about to beg no bitch to come get $1,000. Fuck out of here. If they don't show up, they don't show up.
So does it go to say that if it wasn't for $1,000 or just for me a trophy or maybe $500, that they'd be more amped to show up?
For $500?
I mean, to me, it just seems, I mean, this is just like certain balls that I've seen. I mean, minus the Watch the Throne ball, because that ball was like off the hook, crazy pat. But a lot of balls that I've gone to in categories that have like a lot of cash to it, there's only usually one or two people that are walking. It's not a lot of participants. But if you cut down the cash prize that'll just make it like for a trophy or something like that, then you have like a whole lot of participants that come into that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm kind of wondering, is the money scaring them? Or is it like the whole receipt thing? Because I think that's probably a problem with certain people too, the whole receipts thing. I think that's scaring them too. Because maybe people thinking that they're not going to be judged fairly, or they're being perceived in a negative light, so they don't want to have that on their record. You know what I'm saying? If you guys understand what I'm saying, I think that's what's kind of scaring certain people off.
All of the people in the grudge match have, probably with the exception of one or two people, have won $1,000, have walked for $1,000 before. So I don't think the money is going to be an issue. If I'm not mistaken, a couple of them were saying, can they put a little more on the table? But I don't, you know, I don't know, like, oh, God. I'm not about to stress. I'm enjoying myself.
Marcus, you're back in the air.
Oh, God.
Hey, Enrique.
Yeah.
Child, whoever said, oh, God. I think we have spoiled, and I guess I'm guilty of it, too. We've spoiled femme queens with cash. At one point, they weren't coming out. But honestly, like, categories like femme queen face, if it is never a dollar again anytime soon, they've had their share at least $50,000 or $60,000 in the last, you know what I mean?
Right.
Last few years.
A category,
so what happens
is no shade. That is an expensive category to walk.
It is. Well, hold on. Having helped a femme queen who walks face, hiring a makeup artist and having your hair done and buying a dress, it is an expensive category. But
you know,
remember,
I'm
like,
you remember
when Jasmine kind of first came back to the scene and she would show up at the Wednesday night mini balls and it would just be random and, you know, she'd give out $1,000. I think that's when it was exciting. Now I think femme queens expect it. Like, you know, unless it's, you know, I think the new thing is, too, that they don't really want to walk face anymore. They want to walk trilogy or they want to walk perfect 10. So they really want a challenge. But when we're talking about, like, femme queen face or things like that, the money isn't, I guess, they've walked for $1,000 or $2,000 and $5,000 and $7,500 to where unless somebody comes to the table and says, well, I'm going to give y'all $10,000, we're not going to get that show that we've had. And they basically want us to outdo ourselves every time, which, I mean, realistically, you know.
Now, the Woods Ball.
Impossible.
Now, the Woods Ball where the girls walk, were they walking for money at the New York Awards Ball?
I'm sure it was money.
It wasn't that type of money.
But you also didn't get, how do I say, because Lola and Trace are beautiful girls, but you didn't get the line that you got for the $7,500. You didn't get the line you got for the Evisu's $5,000. You didn't get the line that you got what else was another big one? I mean, you know, the first one when Raquel and, you know, Ajahnay did it, that was
right.
kind of the first time, but we at least got a show. Going forward, they've kind of opened up their mind to it, but kind of speaking to Femme Queens and Walk Face, I think they're looking for that next big, when are we going to come out and just come out of our pockets and really, you know, give them a reason to do it. Because basically, if they can't say they beat the biggest winner, they don't really, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't see the point. And we keep doing it. And it's sad because it shouldn't be about the money. I understand it's an expensive category. I understand your hair's expensive.
But back in the day, they did it for, let me say this, it is an expensive category. But, Jasmine,
right.
you remember back in the day when they walked that category, a lot of time it wasn't for money. It was more for street cred. And those girls, to me, spent just as much money as they're doing them now.
Think about it. It's been Femme Queen Face for $1,000 at least two or three times in the last two, 3 months.
You have to realize, think about the dresses and the gowns that they used to wear back then.
They're probably more expensive than what they were getting now.
A lot of things.
But see, the difference between back then, let's be honest, okay? The difference, and I completely understand my girls. I completely know where they're coming from. The difference back then is, I'll tell you what it was. Back then, you had the Butch Queens that catered to the Femme Queens. And magic and everything was available back then, so it was not hard to find, you know,
right.
the boys to get mama together. It was not hard. You know, one person would be in charge of the shoes, the dress, travel. And back then, also, the balls were mainly in New York, so a lot of Femme Queens were right there from the Tri-State area, unless you had the Renees and the Ayanas and stuff traveling from their area, and vice versa. But the bottom line is, the boys really, really catered to the girls. That doesn't really happen anymore, because the boys now, they don't have the magic like they used to, so they're so focused on themselves. They're so focused on their categories, like performance and stuff like that. So you don't really see that no more. A lot of the girls now are becoming more and more, they have to become more self-sufficient when it comes to this. And that's where a lot of it comes from. You know, the girls have to sit here, and you know, I've spoken to the Femme Queens that are coming to Gagwin, and they sit here and they tell me the stories. You know, I'm personally working with this seamstress, which is bringing a lot of creativity back. You know, it's not about a person going in sacks or, you know, boosting a gown or a bird off and, you know, getting, you know, the latest labels and stuff. You got the girls that are actually getting gowns and stuff made, you know, because, again, the magic is not available, you know. So it's really hard for the girls to acquire the way they used to. So that's why it is kind of hard. And then, of course, the hair, the makeup, the balls being all over the country, the traveling, and things of that sort. It's like, you know, it's kind of hard.
I can understand. I don't know. I mean, I just know. I know in our house, a lot, we would get the girls. We had, like you said, Jazz, we had people do different projects. You know what I'm saying? So if we wanted our girls to come through, then it would be like, Al would do hair. Like, maybe Arnold then would get a fit or somebody would get a shoe. So you kind of had a project. Everybody had a project. So maybe not everybody's doing that.
I really couldn't tell you. I really, really couldn't tell you. I just don't know. I really, really don't know. I think one thing that we should do is, you know, I think a lot of support needs to go into the Femme Queens again. And I think the Femme Queens, you know, they'll share their story, but a lot of them is, again, it can trickle down into so many topics, because a lot of the Femme Queens feel like, you know, again, it goes back to, the boys don't respect them, the Butch Queens don't respect the Femme Queens, so I'm not going to reach out to them, and this is vice versa. Why am I going to help her? She can help herself, and this and that, this and this thing got to add up so she can pay for her own stuff. Why are we doing it? And, you know, the house parents are so focused on, you know, other people in the house, and they're not focused on their trophy mothers. And I mean, it just turns into so much.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And that's where a lot of it comes from, because, again, I've spoken to them, And then another thing, let me tell you another issue. That's why I love when I do a book. I just learn so much. A lot of the femme queens are very hateful towards each other.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. I think it goes back to that whole receipt thing. You know what I'm saying? Certain girls don't want to lose to certain girls anymore.
And
or
it's not
have
even
that
because you have femme queens that are not walking, but yet they still are personally attacking. You have femme queens that will contact maybe the makeup artist or the seamstress or this one and that one and be like, why are you doing that for this one? You shouldn't be doing that for her. And she could do for herself and da-da-da-da-da. And it really pushes the femme queens away because, they're like, Jasmine, I do this for fun. I do this because I like the energy. I like when I hit the floor. I like this and that. But then I got to hear what Miss Thing did. I got to hear who she called and who she said this to and why it's not that serious. I mean, she don't even walk no more. Why is it even like that? What did I personally do to her? And this is the shit that pushes them away. These are the things that pushes every... Back in the day, I remember we used to all get prepared. I remember Misha Milan. We was at Misha Milan's house. Me, Vanessa, Cheyenne. It was a whole bunch of us over there all getting prepared to go to the ball, went to the ball, had fun. Then we were competing against each other. We was all having fun at the ball, left the ball, went back to the house prepared, and went to the club. I mean, we all did things as one. Now you got the girls that are just so cutthroat, so fierce towards each other, it really pushes everyone away. And, I don't know why. I don't know why it's like that. It's really, really bad. And then you also have the girls that when they do hit the floor, and we've seen it, especially the older femme queens, they don't even get acknowledged anymore. They come on the floor and the boys, the audience just kind of looks at them. Back in the day, femme queen face used to be the most hottest category. When the girls hit the floor, the ball would erupt. All they wanted to know was, when is femme queen face? Did it start yet? Oh, my God, I got to be there for femme queen face. That's all they wanted to see. That's
but
all
Jasmine,
they wanted
you know
to
why?
See.
You know why? I'm going to say this. I remember when, I'm going to take one person for example.
What's that?
Fucking rude. I'm just.
Who was that?
It's got to be Kelly.
I remember
I'm sorry, that was me. I was typing. I'm a mute when I type. Go ahead.
I remember when Shanice first came out. I mean, well, not when Shanice. When I first came out, Shanice was a mythical creature to me. You heard of Shanice, but you never saw her. Now you see her more than you know what I'm saying? You see her more now. So it's like there's no, like, you see Dee Dee more now. You see Temperance more now. Like, the girls are, like, really in the line. You understand what I'm saying? So now it's just like, oh, girl, that's, you understand? They were legends. They were myths. You heard of them, but you never did get a chance to see them until then. But because of social media, the social sites, you get to see more of them. So it doesn't give you a chance to really miss the girls anymore. Did I say that right?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't know if I particularly agree with you, because I do remember back in the day, the girls, they were in the balls, but they were, like, hide out. Like, some would be in cards, but somebody else would thing. But it was just, it was always a friendly competition. I'm not going to say friendly, and I don't want to exaggerate. But it was always that competition, because instead of saying I'm doing it for money, they would be like, I got to get her back. It was always, I got to tag her back. Because if you remember the Anjanae and Tanae battles, those were sickening. Because one would win over the other, then the next ball, the girl would just storm her, and it would just go back and forth, and that made it exciting. And then you would have some other girl, like, woman come in the scene, like Danielle Revon would just come in to throw the whole mix out of whack. You know what I'm saying? It was just that whole, I need to get you. I don't think they have a lot of that now. They don't have that anymore. Just,
but
I mean,
how many balls were they in?
Oh, there wasn't that many.
Right. So, but now, so, I mean, they could have that sense of competition, but the idea now is like, hell, we just had, there's been at least four or five balls that had sent Queen Faith for $1,000 in the last 3 months. How many balls were there in a year then? Might have been, what, four or five?
About four or five, yeah.
So right now we're talking about three or four or five in, you know, 3 months for just where their category is the grand prize of the night. To where, you know, you're talking 3 or 4 a year, you know, they definitely, you know, that sense just, I don't know. I mean,
I think people do Femme Queen Face because, like Jasmine said, it's a popular category. So the girls feel like, well, if we can get the girls to come, you understand, then people will come. Because, believe it or not, when you have the girl, okay, and seeing as they're now, a lot of the girls are overall parents. It's like, oh, well, girl, you know, if Miss Dee Dee walks, then the Chanel's going to come and support her. You know, if we get Shanice to walk, the Ebony's going to come and support her. You know, if we get Tempest to walk, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what the girls be trying to generate. They be trying to generate. When they think they're doing Film Queen for $1,000, they hoping, but then they fail to realize, you got to think, girl, I got to come all the way from my state to get to your state. You understand what I'm saying? So it really doesn't really pan out for the girls because, like Jasmine said, magic is not as accessible as it used to be, and the girls really have to fend for themselves.
That is true. You know, I mean, we really got to think about that. That's why I said, you know, I understand. I personally, and don't get me wrong about this grudge match, but I want you guys to understand, as far as this grudge match goes, this grudge match was an invite. And it's something for them, a place where they can settle their differences. The ball's a week away. That grudge matches are not on my category sheet. If you look at my flyers, you do not see grudge matches on there. If you look at the event page, there is no grudge matching. And it's been like that since day one. The commercial says, I personally invite you. I'm opening the door to invite you to stop my ball and allow you guys to settle the difference. And I'll even give you $1,000 to do it. And the audience can participate as well and raise the pot and bring you guys, you know, and pay for this because this is what they want to see. I want to see it. But it's not a category. It's not going to be a category that you're going to get nominated for of the year or anything like that. It's just the bottom line is it's a place for you guys to settle your course, settle the differences, settle all the beef that's on Facebook, YouTube, and all the rest of that stuff. Now, if you guys feel that you can do it, you're more than welcome to come, and I will give you the platform to do it. I will give you the space. But if you guys can't do it, you guys can't afford to do it, it's not in your budget, it's not in your time, or whatever, that's completely understandable as well. Because you can't sit here and you can't force no one to do it. Because, again, it's not easy for everyone. Now, if people really work together and houses really work together and they wanted this to happen, I gave you the platform, I gave you the event, I gave you the date to do it, and I even told you you wouldn't be doing it for nothing. But that's where the houses and the people should be saying, come on, mom, come on, sis, come on, daughter, come on, mother, come on, everybody. We're going to get you together for this because this is going to be your night, so you can put an end to all this drama, and they should be doing that for them. And if they're not doing it for them, then whose fault is that? That's nobody's fault. And that's just how it is. All this about money, and it should be for, like, if it was for $3,000, maybe. No, it shouldn't be for $3,000. It shouldn't be for none of that. It's the bottom line. Is this is between you and that individual because you guys have been beefing for so long. This is between y'all should be doing this because y'all should be settling this score, not for money, settling this score because that is the beef that you guys have with each other. You guys were trying to prove to each other who is better or no, you won at a mini ball. Or, no, you've been running your mouth on YouTube. No, bitch, I'm going to shut you up. That shouldn't be for money. That shouldn't be for this and that. It should definitely be for to settle the score. So that's my opinion on the grudge match. Either it happens or it don't happen. The categories I'm excited about is the motherfucking, my personal category that night is runway. I just want to see.
Oh, let me say this, Jasmine. They're coming for that category. So that's one category that you don't have to worry about, because they are definitely coming for that.
I know. I know. Runway, I want to see. I love horror. I love zombies. I don't love zombies. I'm actually afraid of them. But the bottom line is I love that.
Hold on. Mark, Ebony, I'm going to fuck you up. That's all.
What did Mark say? Hi, Mark.
He's on the line.
Where's he at?
Don't trust me, he's on the line.
Mark, press one.
let me see if I can set up. Let me get to some callers. 347-861, you're on the air. 347-861, you're on the air. 201-360, you're on the air.
Hi, Alexis. Hi, Jazz. Hi, Jace. I don't know why y'all just won't say that the girls are broke, and that's why they don't want to come. The girls are just broke. There's no more magic. They're just...
What's that song?
The girls' head don't pump like it used to. Don't do that. No, I've seen them. I mean, like, you're already... Okay, this is my thing. You live or you're in a certain area where the ball is. You say that you're coming to the ball or that you're coming to turn the ball. You're coming to do whatever. Now, the ball has been transferred to D.C. or New York or Atlanta or whatever the case may be. And you get all the way down to the time and you say, oh, I'm going to turn it. Oh, I'm coming out for this money. And then you turn around and say, oh, I'm not going to come because it's not enough money. It's not enough money because you didn't make enough money to get there to try to accumulate more money. Just say that you're broke and you can't make it.
Yes, Mark, make it hot.
It's no shade. I mean, just say that you don't have no money or your coin didn't go through or that page is not pumping or arrows is just not serving and you can't come. That sounds much better than, oh, girl, it's not enough money. Oh, honey, you were just at the mini ball last Wednesday.
Ooh.
You was just in a scandal earlier this week. You just was at BBQ's last month.
Where'd your money go? That was there like 2 weeks ago.
Right. So where did all your money go?
It's in my wallet. matter of fact, my credit card bill is paid. I have a couple of hundred in the bank. And, yeah, I have my coin.
Well, Alexis, that's budgeting. We're talking about the people that are pumping. They're not coming for $1,000. It's just not enough.
Now, let me say this. You know what I learned? And people had real... Just like we just said that not available like it used to, since we have to learn to... We have to get off of that budget that we was living on craft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of it. I get, if you let me get a good stack, I'm going to blow right through it with no problem because I'm so used to having, that's why I tell people, once you're used to having things, you don't make a big post about it. You don't make, you don't have to let everybody know you got it. You don't have to do it because you're used to things. You could tell a person who's not used to having money because when they get something, they want the whole world to know.
You're damn sure right. You're absolutely right.
Real. It's on Facebook every day.
On Facebook every day.
You don't have to let the whole world know because they're used to you having it already.
That's right. True.
Right, but what happens when you start pumping that you're going to all of these balls and that you're walking these balls, and then you either, A, don't show up, another situation that you just ran into. I mean, how many situations are you going to run into? The girls realize that you're broke.
Marcus, what is your opinion on all this?
Move over, let a real bitch.
On the whole, the femme queens.
Well, I guess I'm going to go back to my original thing. I think we've spoiled them. We've given them the luxury to say, it's not for money. I bet if we went a whole year and didn't make Sim Queen face money, I bet the next time it's $1,000, it'll be 15 of them out there. But we spoiled them. I mean, I hate to say, when we have, we have, you know, we've literally spoiled. I mean, we spoiled, but that's we spoiled Vogue Sim. We've spoiled Sex Siren. You know, I get hit up all the time from people who walk like schoolboys. A lot of realness categories. I say, you know, why is my category never for cash? Well, if it is for cash, I gotta beat the thug. I gotta beat the pretty boy. I gotta beat everybody to win. And you know, I don't know why as promoters we do it, but we do. We tend to stick to Vogue Femme, Sex Siren, Femme Queen Face. You know, and I think, you know, I do applaud you, Jasmine, because you have mixed it up this year to where everything is kind of different. You know, it's not the normal twist and female figure performance. You know, it, you are giving the femme queens a chance and big girls a chance, and you know. But what else can we do?
The big girls on the floor for $5,000.
I still think that should happen. The big girls face. And I do believe, because that never happened, for some reason it should.
I think, no shade. If those girls would have got to that category that night, them hoes would have.
They was ready to play.
Who?
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
The big girl.
The big girl's face for the $5,000.
Oh yes, that's something that should have been had. Cause
that,
they still didn't get that settled. And you know they would have traveled for that. Hey Vaughn.
They tried to do it, but they didn't get to the category, and it was let me see, Portia, Sharky, Jasmine, Quisha, Felicity, Noshi. It was about 8 girls there at night alone.
They did it for $2,000, but I think it still should happen for the $5,000. And, I mean, I would love to see that happen at, like, you know, Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, you know, where it was supposed to happen, or, you know, MLK weekend. I think, you know, somebody in Atlanta should do that. I think that would be a show. If they was ready to play it.
Who was talking about those keys?
Jasmine.
Somebody making potato salad.
Vaughn, what else are you trying to make a remix, Jasmine, with those keys?
I'm sorry. So many people are asking me about this ball. Oh, my God.
You need a public... You need a, an assistant?
I mean, I've been needed assistant, honey. Miss KCM is too busy. You know, she got too much going on.
How much is the position pay?
The Stepford Wives. I got a question in reference to that. So, pretty much the realness category for the Stepford Wives is $1,000. What I'm looking for when it comes to the Stepford Wives is pretty much simple. I'm looking for you to be that animated, you know, figure, that housewife, you know, with that perfect smile. You know, that pretty much, you know, she's just not opinionated. She doesn't have a personality. She's just sitting there, very fake, very smiley, very robotic. That is what I'm looking for realness. I'm not looking for no danginess and none of that stuff. I need you to be very robotic, very, you know, that animated smile. As far as your outfit goes, yes, take a look at the movie. Do your history on it. It is very summerish. It is very, you know, in some instances, it's very summerish. And some, you know, it's really your call. You know, maybe sundresses or big hats or, you know, you could be that housewife that's in the kitchen cooking, cleaning, and baking cupcakes, you know, with your apron, so forth and so on. That, you know, that very Betty Crocker type woman, you know, 1960s, 1950s housewife. So that is what I'm looking for. The choice is yours. You can make it modern, you can make it classic, however you want. Just kind of do your research on the pictures and stuff. Look at the movie, and that's where you can get your ideas from.
But see, Jasmine, that's what I had to say about the Stepford Wives. That's why I said, like, Lola and Trace, because weren't the Stepford Wives, like, the perfect women? They had, like, they were supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Mother, Matron, like, that whole thing. That's why I named those girls, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, that was what a Stepford Wife was, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
but
And you're right. That's why, you know, you brought those girls up. But, again, you know, the girls that you named were mainly the face girls, and maybe, you know, some of the face girls can't really play with the realness girls, in all honesty. So again,
oh, my God. When will people realize that?
Yeah. So, in all honesty, the category is not really based on face, because when you look at the Stepford Wives, and give you an example of the Stepford Wives, yes, they were all beautiful, you know, perfect figures, perfect tens and stuff like that. But even with the remake and stuff, like, you know, Bette Midler, you know, she's not a perfect ten and everything. She just became the wife. You know, and all the men
right.
in that town, whatever it was, what they turned him on, if it was a voluptuous type of girl, you know, she can still be, you know, animated. She can still have been turned into one of them, because it was, you know,
right.
his vision, what turned him on. He might like plus-size girls. He may like a girl who's not as attractive in the face, but in the body and in the waist and everything is what turns him on and stuff. So it's not, with this category, it's not all about your look, you know, for you to be the perfect face sitting, you know, da-da-da-da-da. It's just more or less your realness and your attitude and your presence is what I'm looking for.
Right. Right.
So, that is what, you know, I hope that helps you out. You know, again, it's really open to you. It's really open to you. She was asking about certain type of shoes and certain type of outfits and stuff. So just kind of do your research on it and stuff and just bring it. You can go modern, you can go classic. It's really up to you. But I'm looking more for the animation of it all.
Very ladies at lunch type tees.
Yeah. Okay. Any callers on the line have anything to say about tonight's topic? I know we're kind of all over the place. Jason, did you want to talk about anything? Well, Mark, you've been kind of MIA, got on a little late and stuff. Did you want to talk about anything in general?
Like I said yesterday, when you asked the question yesterday, I wanted to talk about people who have a problem saying what is on their mind and why they detour everything that they, you know, that comes at them with a lie. I mean, you can't find the answer to that, but that's what I would want to talk about.
Give us an example.
What do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean?
Okay.
It's easy to break that down.
Okay, let's just say, for instance, somebody comes to you and says, oh, well, you know, I want to do something this weekend. Let's go out. And you say to them, oh, okay, yeah, I'm all for that. Now, mind you, they've come to you and asked to go out for the weekend. And you say, okay, I'm fine for that. You're getting yourself planned. You're getting everything done. Now, mind you, on the outram, you don't know what's going on in there, and all you know that this event or whatever they'd invited you to is coming up. So they invite you, and they say that they want to do this or do that, and then all of a sudden they come, or the day before comes, they get very, oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you that basically it's a change of plans. We're not going, you know. But they still have plans to go, but they just excluded you out the equation. But on the outside of it, you say, oh, okay, you know, at the same time you've gotten prepared and the end of the week has come, you're like, oh, okay, you know, because this is somebody that asked you to go somewhere. But then Sunday comes after this Friday, and you're seeing pictures and videos and all this other stuff that they've gone out, you know what I mean, and basically did exactly what they wanted to do that they've never told you what it was that particular weekend. And you're saying to yourself, well, damn, I thought that they weren't going. I thought that they weren't doing this. And you call them up and you say, oh, well, what happened? Oh, Miss Thing, so-and-so called me, and we just decided to, like, last minute, we decided to go out. When all in reality, the same trip that they invited you on was really where they wanted to go, but two extra girls with the extra coin or an extra ride decided to say, oh, well, you know, well, let's go here. But so-and-so and so-and-so is coming. So basically they've excluded you out the equation and basically haven't told you anything. But instead of saying, oh, well, Miss Thing, so-and-so called me and I'm just going to catch you, we'll do something next week or we'll do something the week after, they make up these lies and say, you know, oh, well, you know, this so-and-so came up and this happened, that. Why do people do that?
Call out names, Mark. Call out names.
I don't have any names. It was just a scenario.
Messy. This is about their life. I hate people who can't keep it real. That's basically what it boils down to.
That's exactly,
you know,
what I mean. Like, people who just can't keep it real. Why is
that?
Why is it that can't come out and just say, listen, this, you know, this is not for you. You know, like, I'm going somewhere else. I'll catch up with you on the flip side. What's wrong with saying that? You know, like, are you afraid to get beat up or red, filthy? I mean, I'm not understanding where the consequences come in behind you saying something like that.
maybe because of the very two is not. You, mind you, you said red or beat senseless. You didn't say ignored or doesn't. Maybe that's the reason why. You didn't say ignored or paid or anything. You went straight for the physical. You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm not saying it like, you know, physical altercation. You know, like,
right.
You know, like, what I'm saying is that was another analogy. Like, are you
right.
afraid that something bad's going to happen if you decide to keep it real? I mean, I'm not talking about a physical confrontation. I'm just saying a reading or, you know, somebody's going to, you know, oh, woman saying don't call me no more. Like, does it come to that? Like, I don't understand why I just can't say, oh, well, change of plans. You know, like, this is not happening. I'll resume with you another day or another week.
All right. People don't have heart. People are afraid of how people say. People are afraid to be retaliated. Because people can retaliate not only verbally. People get on Facebook or they get on Twitter and all of that stuff. I mean, I've been seeing a lot of Facebook battles. I'm not on Twitter. But I see a lot of Facebook battles of that very thing that you're talking about.
But my thing
really
is this, okay, if I told Alexis said, well, Miss Ng, we're going to go down to D.C. and we're going to go, you know, to Jasmine's Gagaween Ball. And I said, oh, well, Alexis, I'm driving, you know, this, that, or the third. And then all of a sudden, the day of, I change my plans on, you know, on Alexis. And she gets on Facebook and start reading. I mean, I'm not understanding the consequences behind it. I mean, she's reading. Alexis reads all the time. So what the...
Mark, I don't read all the time.
Oh,
yes,
no,
you
I
do.
Wasn't saying you, but I'm just saying, I mean, the girls are constantly reading. I didn't mean you personally, but the girls
reading
are constantly reading on Facebook anyway. So, I mean, and then when they do it, it's so indirect that you really don't know what they're talking about half of the time. So why is it such a big deal for you to keep it real? Like, why can't you just say, okay, well, this is not happening. This is now happening.
Well, I think a lot of it is probably because, I don't know, they're embarrassed of their situation. And, they, you know, they don't want to let the cat out the bag or something.
But the cat's been dragged and pulled down the street when you realize it is not taking you. So, like, you see the pictures on Facebook or you see the pictures somewhere else or on what do you call that? World Star, whatever these shits are. You see all this shit going down on Sunday prior to the Friday night.
MediaTakeout.com.
And the shade is still on. So, like, where do you win? Where do you win for lying about what's going on? Like, where's the win at?
Who knows?
That was my thing. I just don't understand why it's hard to come out and tell somebody, listen, I'm not going to be able to do this. Listen, we're not going to be able to do that. Like, it's just not that hard.
Marcus, you're back on the air.
I wanted to try to solve the riddle.
We're going to solve the riddle?
Jasmine, is this the state of emergency or is this just a regular Wednesday night?
Well, I think we kind of got through off. I think it's just a regular Wednesday night.
Okay, so I'm going to just go back to reading.
Why, you have something as an emergency?
Well, can somebody tell me the answer to the riddle?
We'll find
yeah,
out next
to
week.
It, Mark. I mean, Michael.
I thought he said it was solved already. Enrique said it was solved.
I thought somebody solved it last night, didn't they?
No.
What riddle? I missed something again?
Alexis, where was you at last night? Was you at Corey House drinking?
Oh, I was asleep. I had to be to school early this morning, so I went to sleep early last night.
Okay. I'm going to ask Corey. I think he was at his house.
Hey, that motherfucker is fucking a blow-up doll.
What the hell are you watching?
God.
Oh, that's in the, it's in the,
Oh, my God.
No, my favorite clip is the one when the boy got caught by his mother. That's been my favorite clip all week.
What is going on?
That clip was everything.
Child, mama was not playing. You nasty, dirty son of a bitch. Get out my house.
She was not having it. She was not playing. She was serious. But I would be too. Could you imagine? Yeah. Especially, my thing is, could you imagine how she feels when she sees that video? Could you imagine?
If she sees that video,
I'm sure somebody, I'm sure one of her old nasty girlfriends forwarded her the video through via email. Like, girl, you are on you are online.
Marcus, what do you want? You said you want to try to solve it. Go ahead.
I think the answer is 12.
Somebody said that last night.
Last night.
Well, I'm sorry, I missed the show last night.
The answer is 12. Sorry. I'm telling you, back on the air.
Well.
Oh, Lord.
This is not the state of emergency anymore. Oh, shit. I want to talk about how can I get my picture on media
takeout.
Thank you, Callie. Callie. If I don't recall, on Monday night, I may be wrong, but if I don't recall, on Monday night, we was told that an alignment or an agreement was made.
Jason, you better get that bitch together.
as Kelly's attorney, she did not bring up that name. She asked that she wanted to get put on media takeout. So she technically hasn't broken her alliance.
With no pun intended? Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that. I can't speak. My client can't speak on that.
Yeah, speak on puns. Okay. Well,
Kelly,
you
think
you
want to
be on World Star Hip Hop or Media Takeout?
I want to be on World Star.
Well,
Kelly,
what kind of story
send
you
us a tip. Email us at tips@mediatakeout.com.
Hey, let's go ahead and entertain her because she's going to keep calling back. What's your story going to be, girl?
My story?
Yeah, what's your story?
I want to get my fight up on World Star.
What's the...
Which fight?
Oh, that's easy. You can submit that yourself. You can submit that yourself, can't you?
Just submit it yourself. Why are you doing
that? Yeah, you can submit that yourself, Callie.
Okay, well, somebody needs to show me how to trim it down because I don't want all the talking. I just want the fight.
But Kelly, but you got to but beware of the comments because those comments can be fierce.
I don't care what the girls can say, whatever they want to say. Anybody can say whatever they want to say about me. That shit don't bother me, honey. Bitches read me all the time, bitch. I've been getting rest for years. This shit don't bother me, bitch.
Kelly,
oh, okay.
I don't think y'all fight was extreme enough to get on there.
Yeah, that fight wasn't juicy and ain't going to be juicy enough for World Star.
Oh, so I need to make a new one.
No, I have to beg to differ. I mean, if you put a little light thing in the subject title, people want to watch.
Hell yes.
Put some sound effects
like that boom, boom,
hitting against the phone booth.
Hello?
Add some sound effects.
Go ahead, Jessa.
Rodney?
Yes.
Did you press one?
Yeah, I was just coming back on to laugh at Kelly's silly ass.
Yes, I need some work, honey. I want to be a big.
So, Ronnie, do you know how to get on World Star or Media Takeout?
I do not. I mean, I have a friend that's creative, and she's
I guess you get on Media Takeout.
No, hold up. Ronnie, could you say that one more time?
No.
I have a friend that's been creative. I'm sure I can have.
I guess you get on World Star. I mean, Media Takeout the same way you can make a Wikipedia.
Oh,
okay. Y'all are strategy like that.
Y'all are screwing that up.
I mean, if there are any callers out that are listening and you know how to get on Media Takeout, make a Wikipedia page, or we can get on World Star, please press 1 because we know you're listening.
All you have to do is submit your video to World Star. It is that simple, Kelly. I will send you the link, and all you have to do is just to fill it out and submit your video.
Yeah, it's that easy.
Do they make up their own head title, subtitle for you, or you make it up yourself?
You make it up yourself.
Or
you give hints. You can give hints, and they'll come up with something creative.
Right.
So I can say I was walking down the street and I was signed for $5 million by Simon Cowell.
It's slow at work. I was like, you know what? Let me call back in and see what's going on.
Baby.
I can't.
I thought this was a state of emergency. What was the topic?
Well, I'm going back to read my book.
It's a fucking emergency.
You know what? I did have a topic for the state of emergency. I'm going to mute Kelly. And
we just keeping it real.
And Rodney, I'm going to keep you right there. Marcus, I'm going to keep you right there. I'm going to keep the cast on the line. So now we are going to talk about a topic that someone asked a little earlier, and then we'll go to our special guest. Being a femme queen and surviving in jail, is it hard?
Nope. No, okay. So you're talking to a girl who has done, the most I've done is 14 months. But being a girl in, being a film queen is being is like being a chameleon, because you learn to adapt to your surroundings. Of course, you know, you don't have the makeup, you don't have those things, you don't have, you know, some place where you have to cut your hair. I mean, if you're a survivor, you can survive anywhere. I did 14 months in Fulton County Jail, and it was, I mean, not saying it was a walk in the park, because, I mean, I didn't have any problems, but it was just like, okay, bitch, I'm in jail. You know, I end up cutting, like, my sides and my back of my hair short, which I relax my hair once a month, mold it down. You know what I'm saying? I survived. I couldn't get my nails done or nothing like that. But, I mean, for the most part, it's not that hard. And if you make it to a point where it is that complicated for you to survive in jail, then you're really mentally beating yourself down, because it's not that hard. I mean, so now, if you're not built jail tough, then yes, it is hard.
Wait a minute, you can perm your hair in jail?
In Fulton County Jail, yes, you can.
And, well, they can't do it in Baltimore. They sure can't do it in Maryland.
All right. Now, do they also give hormone therapy? Because I know some jails do and some jails don't.
Do, if you are already on HRT, and you have a prescription, some counties and some states will.
Okay.
But they won't prescribe it to you in the jail, but you have to already have it. You know, so you already have to be on the regimen.
Can I just say this? Because I watched something, like, I think we all did. I watched that thing on YouTube. I know it has to be harder on the realer girls than it is on the other girls, because you have somebody that looks just like cunt in there. I know it has to be devastating.
No.
I know it has to be. It's
no,
not.
What makes
you feel bad? Before we go any further, let's get another Femme Queen's opinion that can probably relate to this. Let's see who's on the air. Oh, we have one. Kelly.
Oop. Got a real girl, Jasmine. Come on.
I'm reading my book. I'm just going to read my book.
Oh, is that the book you got from the play?
No, the book I'm reading, the book I'm reading right now is called The Cartel.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Kelly. You can give us feedback on this.
Excuse me? I was never in jail before. I was in Jamaica.
Okay. I'm gonna need your big brother on here. Rodney, can you help Kelly? Try to get it together, Rodney.
Am I on?
Yeah.
You're on.
Okay, I thought I was on mute or something. Kelly. Alexis. Quick question. When you was in Fulton County, did they have you guys isolated for the gender specified, or
they
was
everybody? They have a. Oh shit.
Is it a protective custody or something like that?
God, I can't even get the shit out. I'm trying to be messy and pull up somebody's pictures.
Is it called an alternative lifestyle section or something?
I can't multitask right now. I'm trying to be messy.
It's called PC, Rodney. That's what I was told.
Okay, let me tell y'all this. Hold on, I gotta pick up.
Hold on, Kelly. They don't put you in PC. They have a dorm for all the gays. If you want to go to the gay dorm, you can go to the gay dorm.
Yeah, but those are for the girls. Those are for the girls that want to sign themselves in to homo housing. But then you have some girls that don't want to sign themselves into homo housing, and they just stay with Gen Pop. Okay.
Actually, Queen, when you walk through the door of Fulton County Jail at 901 Rice Street, if you are a transgender, you are automatically assigned to 4 North 6.
Okay, well, it's different. It's different in New York City. It's different in New York City. If you want to go to homo housing, you have to sign yourself into homo housing if you want to go to homo housing.
Real quick, if you are on the phone, if you're listening from the computer, call in right now, 347-215-6820. We're about to go into record mode in the next 2 minutes. Call in right now if you want to be a part of the show. Go ahead,
John. Sorry. So, Kelly, if you're not in homo housing, let's say, you know, yourself or Alexa or whatever, if you're in New York, would you actually be in a cell with just a normal
No, man? You're not in a cell. You're not in a cell. You're at a fucking dorm.
Oh, see, what have.
You're at a big-ass motherfucking dorm, just like if you was in the lab, and it's about 67 motherfucking beds.
Okay.
Wow.
Like boot camp.
Like
a boot camp type thing.
It is summer camp. It is summer camp. It is summer camp for the girls that go there and don't have anybody on the outside helping them. So, you know, they have to, you know, do favors for things.
What favors are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you all this. Since Bloomberg came in the office, I don't know, the last time I was in jail, it was the last mayor we had. The last mayor that we had, you can go up to sick call and go to the clinic, and they will give you condoms at the clinic. But now since we have Bloomberg in the office, they stopped all of that, Mr. So now the girls just use gloves and they do what they do. But those only the girls that don't have family on the outside to help them, and they need to eat and they need to survive. So, you know, they play with the children. But a girl like me, mistake, you know, I didn't need that, and I didn't need to play with the boys, because what was they going to do for me, mistake? And they make it $375 a week, and I'm going to the store spending $125.50 every 2 weeks, because, you know. So, you know, and that's it.
So you ain't have any boys in jail?
Oh, no, I never got fucked in jail. I'm not going to say what I did in jail. I never got fucked, and I never munched anybody in jail, and I never fucked nobody in jail. But I did have boys in jail.
Well, wait a minute. Okay.
They played with my lily.
Did she just say
yes?
They played with her lily.
Yes. See, I'm gonna be 100%. I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. Y'all can ask my brother Dexter. Okay, my real brother from my father's side was in the jail I was at, and he is the head of the Bloods. I was having this Latin King boy. He used to come to my cube every night, bitch, and he used to munch my tray every night. My girlfriend Yvette came to me and told me the Latin King said to stay away from their brother. I went to the Latin Kings and I told them, tell your brother to stop coming to my cube sucking my lily every night.
And they cut
his motherfucking crown and send him the fuck up out the motherfucking jail.
Ooh.
What do you mean they cut his crown? What do you mean?
They beat him up and they put him out the gang.
The Latin Kings, they have the big tiger, and then on the top of their tiger, they have the crown on the top of their tiger. They cut his crown and they send his ass up out the motherfucking jail.
Oh, shit. Wow. And they didn't do anything to you?
No, bitch, please. I didn't have it. Let me tell you something. The same way I am on the street is the same way I was in motherfucking jail. I did not have it. And the boys used to tell me all the time in jail, if I was in a maximum security prison, they would have put something in my neck and they would have took my motherfucking ass. Bitch, we're not in a maximum, so y'all ain't got to worry about that. I ain't here for that.
Oh,
Okay. Baby, if you got caught having somebody, baby, they send your ass in the motherfucking box for 90 motherfucking days. Ain't nobody got time for that. I went to the box for being out of place and gambling in the wrong motherfucking dorm that I ain't have no business being in.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. You go to jail, mistake. I thought I was doing something when I went to jail. I had my hair was long, bitch. I had my hair was Jennifer braided my hair down and sold me 3 packs of hair in my head, Miss Thing. And they had these old ass clippers, Miss Thing. And then I had the weave with the braids. I said, oh, those clippers ain't gonna cut it, bitch. They sat me in that chair, and that was the first time I had a haircut in 8 motherfucking years, bitch. I gagged. Then they throw you in the shower and de-lice you. Then they cut all my tips off, Miss Thing. They tried to take my contact, and then they had the nerve to send me to the doctor after they made me look like a nigga and give me 3 bras. What the fuck do I want 3 bras for? And y'all done cut my hair off and took all my woman from me. I used to walk down the hallway, and I used to see people that I knew from the streets or from ballroom that was in jail, and they used to call me Kelly, and I felt so disgusted by it because I didn't feel like myself and everything. It was horrible. I don't wish prison on my worst enemy.
I have a question.
Yes.
Kelly, now since you're being 100% honest tonight, you said it made you look like a nigga?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
Back to reading my book.
I like this. I like this. Keep it cute, okay? But jail is horrible. It is a mess, baby. But you know, then you have the ugly girls. You have the ugly girls that run around, and they ain't got no other choice but to have the boys and suck up the boys because they ain't got nothing going for themselves, Miss Thing. So you know, and they don't get no respect. And the one thing that girls have to realize when they go to jail and you're a transgender or you're a butch queen or you're a gay person, you get more respect from the boys if they know how to tone it down. The girls that I was in jail with, the 5 other girls that was in my jail, just did not know how to tone it down. And they did not understand why I used to be able to hang out. Myself and Dexter used to be able to hang out with all the boys and everything because we know when to turn it on and when to turn it off. Girls that go to jail just do not know when to turn it off and to turn it off. They think they got to be a faggot all the time and have to be motherfucking seen.
It's because I was getting ready to say, when I went away to boarding school for 18 months, I tried the first few weeks that I was there, whatever, I was just like, oh, God, they're going to get me in the shower. I'm going to get raped. And then once I just realized, you know what, being you is going to get you through better than you trying to not be you. And then I would see, like, the other Baltimore girls, like the pink ladies and whatever them, and I would see how they cut up, and they would, oh, look at them faggots, and throw socks and stuff at them, and would sit and play Monopoly and Spades and Pinochle with me. I was like, okay, well, I got my life.
I was in a regular dorm, and when I got tired of being with the trades, then I would go to the gay dorm, but
What is that?
What is that?
They usually put the transgenders, and if they want to go to a regular dorm in general pop, they'll put them in general pop because that kind of balances out the testosterone in the dorm.
I can see that. I have a friend of mine that's in there now that told me the same thing. I can see that. It's like they have more respect for you if you're like just normal.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they do. They have much more respect for you when you're normal and you're toned down and you're not acting all faggoty. They have much more respect. Like all the girls that I was in jail with that was in the dorm that I was in, they used to gag that I used to be in the back hanging out with the boys and everything, talking and kikiing with the boys and everything. And they would have to wait for me to come back to the front. They knew not to cross a certain line to go to the back where they was at, where the boys was at. And they used to gag, like, how you be back there and you chilling with the boys? It's all about
about adapting with your environment that you're around. You don't have to always be loud and flamboyant all the time. They don't like all of that. It's a time and a place for everything, and some girls just don't understand that.
Yeah, because my friend said because you get them spooked, because even if they are trying to have, they're trying to have on a real low, low, low.
Oh, it's easy to find out the boys that's got to have. Mister, I used to get in the shower with my long white T-shirt on and soap her up real nasty, let her suck to my body, bitch, and then bend over and be looking through my legs while the soap is running down the crack of my ass, and you just see the dicks getting hard, and they try to hold it down so the other boys don't see. I get them, oh, yeah, I know he play around.
I was in Columbus in Muskogee County Jail, and even in even on Rice Street, girl, you know what we used to do? We would get in the shower,
because in Rice Street the showers were upstairs. We had one upstairs, one downstairs. So normally the hot shower was the one upstairs. So we would get in the shower. Our room would be downstairs, so I would go upstairs, get in the shower. I'll have my T-shirt, when it come out from laundry, I'll pull it so it stretches and be long. And after I get out the shower, I'll tip right on down the stairs in my T-shirt only, tip on down the stairs, and by the time you get to your room, in your room and get dried off, you have a line with all kind of snacks and all kind of toiletries and all kind of commissary. You need anything, shorty, let me know. Okay, thank you. But another thing is, girl, you have to play hard to get. You can't just give it up to the first man. You got to play hard to get with them sometimes. They respect you more if they got to put up a fight for it.
Alexis, how many jails you been in?
Fulton County, Muskogee County, Saddam County.
She get around in jail just like she get around with the boys.
Oh. you couldn't even get a group of boys to sit in. So we not even get on this.
So what was the best one? What was the better jail? I mean, not just for having, but what was the best accommodation?
What?
I'm going to fuck Enrique up.
she was still counting.
Like, she wanted to point him. She a connoisseur of jails.
No, but she was still counting, so she knew. So she's been to a couple.
What the best one was?
When I first graduated from high school, I caught a grand larceny charge in Beaufort, South Carolina. The jail had carpet on the floor. They had microwave. They had everything right there in the dorm, and I think that was the most accommodable one.
They was all accommodation for me.
You said what?
Yeah, I know why.
They was all comfortable for me, bitch. Honey, you got to, wherever, when you get locked up, you have to make yourself comfortable, baby. You got no other choice. You know, my whole thing is whenever I went to jail, as long as I knew I had a bail, bitch, I sat on that motherfucking phone to get the fuck out. Once you ain't got no other choice, but you ain't got no other choice but to sit there, baby, you got to make the best out of every motherfucking thing.
That's true. And that's what I be telling people, like, you have to learn to adapt to your surroundings.
Marcus, you're back on the air.
And guys will cater to you, like I said, once again, when you in a general population dorm, if you're just yourself, because guys had married. Now, it was two queens, two trannies in the dorm with me. Well, three. One was this tall. She was, Cleo had to be like 6 feet. She was loud. Always had to be seen. Girl, you already 6 feet tall, girl. Why is you walking through the dorm catwalking? This other girl, her name was Tony. Tony was just stay to myself. You know, me and my kids were together. Me and my son was together. So, you know, we would sit at the top of the stairs and just look around, talk, you know, lean on the rail. Then we started playing cards. Then, of course, then, you know, the boys start migrating. They, y'all want to play spades? Y'all want to play cards? And that's how it started. And then the boys would ask me, you need anything? Then the guards be like, well, Clark, we need you to come out here in the hallway, help us out, da-da-da-da. And next thing I know, I'm running from dorm to dorm. It's six dorms on the floor. I'm running from dorm to dorm, supposed to be cleaning up and all kind. It becomes a mess sometimes. I got life, though.
Rodney?
Yes.
How was your jail experience? Did you see the Fem Queens in jail?
No.
No, it did not. That, y'all. It was a long time ago, child.
No, it did not.
Hey, Marcus,
I actually wasn't in a jail. I was in a detention center.
Well, Marcus, how was your jail stint?
He wasn't in a jail. He was in the parish. How was your parish experience, Marcus?
No. He can actually go down the list like you did, Alexis.
Oh,
he's not perishing all over the country. Come on, let's give it to him 100.
I think I need to put my book down for this.
Mecklenburg County does not have parishes.
Oh,
I was in Mecklenburg for a day.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. But no, Rodney, you thought I was trying it?
I never think you tried, Marcus.
Are you being sarcastic?
I just have nice knives very sharp and ready to stick a bitch when it dries.
Why throw shots when we weren't given that? I was just, everybody else had the experience. I mean, it wasn't like I was saying, girl, you went to jail last
year. I know, Marcus. You're so innocent, Marcus. I understand.
Oh, girl, please. Next topic.
Marcus, I
want to
know
what do y'all think about, I guess, Fem Queens who go to, like, federal prison? Like, I don't
really. Mike, it's coming.
Rodney, and what did I tell you about sulfuric acid?
Oh, child, you going to jail?
No, I'm not.
Marcus.
Hold on, we have a caller, 646-404, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. You know what this is?
No.
Yes, this is the legendary. She did her motherfucking 6 years, Miss Thay, up in hardcore, Miss Thay, Miss Attica, honey.
Yeah, jealous.
Now, sister, tell me about Attica, because, see, I was in a minimum security prison. My sister was in a maxi.
Who is that? Who is that?
Pussy.
Oh, Pussy. Oh, wow.
Hey, Pussy, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, Pussy.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, Pussy.
Hi. I was just listening to that part because, you know, when I did my time in prison, it was no fun time at all. I mean, I started out in a medium prison, and when I was in a medium, I got raped by the COs, which I was kind of surprised because, I thought I got raped by the inmates, but I got raped by the COs, and it was a horrible experience for me, really. You know, being in a jail, I'm prison with a bunch of nasty, funky men, you know, and me being having big titties and stuff like that was just horrible, you know. I mean, they didn't cut my hair because, you know, first thing first, when they took me to downstate, first thing I cried, I told them, you're not going to cut my hair because, you know, that was my realness. I always had long hair. I said, you're not. So the captain took me in the room. And I ain't gonna front, I sucked the captain's dick so he wouldn't cut my hair.
Wow.
You know, so once I knew I had authority because I had titties, I knew I was gonna make it in prison. But, you know, I mean, going upstate with a bunch of dudes and, you know, they treat transsexuals like men. They really do. They call you by your boy name, even though your name is changed legally to your female name, they still gonna call you by your government name. You know, they won't let you wear tight clothes, especially the ladies. I'm CEO. The ladies CEO can't take the transsexuals in prison because
they
we competition with them. You know, it's been many a time I had to curse the ladies CEOs. I said, sweetie, you can have the dick. I don't want it. You know, for real. You know, I'm trying to get home. I don't want to have these sick motherfuckers up in prison. You know, and then, like Kelly said, a lot of the ugly bitches, the ugly queens, you know, they go around sucking all the blood dick, the Latin queens, the Muslims. You know, that's why I don't get about when these niggas be in the club, I mean, they gang this. I look at them like, you a homo. I know I think a lot of blood niggas try to come at me. The Muslims came at me. I'm like, baby, no, I ain't trying to fuck with y'all because there's no reason to.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you get into any altercations when you were in the
I had 3 fights, and that's when I got to Attica. And the fights I had was mainly was because, you know, I had a fought. I fought one blood nigga. I beat him up fiercely. He gagged. I fought another dude. He was a tranny chaser. And that's when I first got to Attica. And I really didn't know about the rules and regulations. Like, you know, if a dude bring you food to your cell, then you his wife. I didn't know that. So, you know, the motherfucker brought me some tuna fish and potato chips. Yeah, I was hungry, so I ate the shit. And, you know, when you go to a jail, they key lock you for, like, 3 days to make sure you don't got no beef or nothing. So, you know, by the time I get out of key lock, I go to the yard, and people say, oh, Dre's your husband. I said, who the fuck is Dre? And, oh, Dre, right there. I said, that nigga got more ass than me. What the fuck I'm going to do with him?
Oh, wow.
You know, so then he caught an attitude because I'm saying I didn't want him to be my husband. So then he ran up in my cell one morning. But see, what saved me was the Puerto Ricans, you know, they always treat the queens nice. So I had these Puerto Rican boys, they knew I was in jail for assault already. You know, I like to cut a motherfucker. So they gave me some type of homemade shank. So when a motherfucker ran up in my cell that morning, I cut his fucking face.
And that's what made you go to Attica?
No, I was in Attica already.
Wow.
See, they moved me to Attica because after I got raped in the medium prison by the COs, and I wrote a letter to my mother and told my mother what happened. And my mother was a dumb wench. She going to call up there. Like, why would you call up there? You just made matters worse for me. So they try to, like, make my life
a living hell.
You know, everything I did, they try to throw me. I went to the box like 4 times.
Wow.
Yeah, for stupid shit. I they kept them throwing me in the box for stupid shit. You know, so finally they asked me, do I want to go to a max prison? I said, yeah, I want to get the fuck out of there because, you know, I'm keep on getting in trouble. You know, so they put me to Attica. And once I got to Attica, first, before I got off the bus, this one CEO told me he got like 10 packs of Newports for me. I said, what you talking about? He's like, I just sold you already. I said, what you talking about? He said, oh, you're going to be C Block Porter. I said, what's that? He said, you're going to run the whole gallery. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, the whole gallery is going to be running. So I didn't believe him. And I was in A Block maybe for like 2 or 3 weeks. And then they told me to pack up. They moved me to C Block, which I ran the whole gallery. And, like, it was nice after that because, you know, all the COs in C Block, they all fuck around. That's where all the trannies was at. Miss Venus was there, you know, so she looked out for me and all that. You know, with a couple other trannies was there. All the junkie trannies, you know, all the ones that get high was there. So, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, so, but it was horrible. I would never, even though I tell anybody I'll fight, but I will never want to go back to jail. Jail is not good for the transsexuals, really. They treat us like shit in jail. They really do.
I think it depends on the area, because I have heard that New York is a little more tougher, but, you know, it varies from state to state.
And see, only reason why I had it like none of the inmates didn't fuck with me, because once again, my brother is a big, well-known blood leader, and you know everybody knew who my brother was. So once they found out who my brother was, you know they didn't dare try to fuck with me. They said, "Oh, for real, that's your brother?" I was like, "Yeah, that's my little brother. I'm the one taught him how to fight." So you know they was like, "Okay, well we ain't fucking with her." You know so they really didn't fuck. They didn't fuck with me. I stayed to myself. You know. I wasn't running around trying to suck every big dick I seen. And y'all know I'm dick hungry, but after a while, you seen so many motherfucking niggas pulling their dicks out in their cell, you get sick and tired looking at dicks every day. Every day, you got a different nigga pulling their dick out. Yo, you want to give me some head?
No.
So after a while, I mean, you get sick and tired of it for real. I got sick and tired of it. I'm like, I don't care no more for real. I'm about money. Y'all ain't trying to get your hoe to come up here and put no money in my commissary, then I ain't trying to do nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. And I saw people get killed in jail and everything. You know what I mean? Look, like I said, I was in one of the toughest
men prison in New York State, and that's Attica. So, you know, I mean, it was rough. It was rough for me.
Wow. There you have it. You have a real life story. I guess it's not all glory. I hate to say glory, but, you know, you talk to some people, and they make it sound like it wasn't that. They was having the boys and blah, blah, blah. So it makes the girls not so pressed when they get locked up, because that's what they think is going to happen to them. So I guess it's totally when they get the
and
whole.
And the main ones when they fight you is the main ones that really want you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ones I did fight, like the blood nigga who I fought, the ones I did.
Pussy is speaking from a prison perspective. I ain't never been in prison, thank God.
Yeah, see, you know, I was in prison. So, you know, the ones I fought is the ones that really wanted me, and I didn't want to have nothing to do with them. Then, mind you, after I fight them, you know, like a week or two weeks later, I asked, like, he'll come to me like, oh, the reason why I fought you because I was jealous because I thought you was fucking the next nigga. I'm like, well, damn, that's why you want to fight me for it? I'm like, really? And then I'm like, well, Nick, aren't you a fucking blood? Why you want to fuck me for anyway? I mean, what? You know, this don't make no sense.
Please.
You know, some of these niggas had bad-ass motherfucking bitches come to see them, and they still want to motherfucking fuck a raggedy-ass tranny.
That's because them bitches are not in there. Did they have conjugal visits or something like that?
Some of them even didn't have long bids. I mean, for real, if you're doing 4 or 5 years, that's a short bid, really. You could wait to get home. I mean, if you're really supposed to be, quote, straight or into that gang shit, you mind, but why you can't wait to get home and let your girl suck your dick or get you some fresh, wet pussy? For real.
Yuck.
You know what I mean? I that's why I didn't understand these guys. You know, I'm like, really? You know, the guys who come up to me and try to talk to me, like, you know, they say, well, why you ain't running around the hallway trying to have everybody? I said, number one, I'm about money. I said, number two, I said, because it's not that serious, for real. I could wait. I could wait till I get out to have dick. I don't need to have every last one of y'all up in there, for real.
Wow.
And every guy I did have, I when they did come home, they met me in the street too. That's the honest truth. Now one guy, I did turn him out, but I ain't turn him out in prison. We was just friends, and we became friends in jail. And then when I came home, I remained right in him, and you know I let him make 3-way calls to his girlfriend. And then that what made him really had got feelings for me. So when he did come home in the street, we started fucking then. We in fucking prison, cause you know, I can we wait till we get home and we start fucking if it was meant to be, and that's what happened. Same with the nigga that slit my throat that tried to kill me.
Yeah,
he's the one. I met him in prison too.
Oh, pussy,
you
need to write a book.
A lot of them wasn't listening. A lot of them wasn't listening to the radio back when Tom was doing the radio, and you talked about your story. Well, tell them that story.
Yeah, well, I met the boy in a medium prison. I met him in this jail called Gowanda. That's another prison upstate. And you know, he was new. He wasn't gay or nothing, but you know, I wanted him. You know, he was fresh meat. He was young at the time. Well, he was like in his 20s, I guess. Early 20s, and I wanted him, so I said, no, I made it my business to get him. So, make the story short, we wound up having, I wound up sucking his dick in the, you know, library and shit like that. He got open, whatever. But then I wound up leaving the jail. Go to Attica, and no, we still stayed in touch with each other. I came home. And I wrote him, every state I moved to, I wrote him. Even when I was living in Atlanta, Georgia, I was writing him. I knew what jail he was in. You know, I stayed in touch with him because, you know, that's who I really wanted to be with when he come home, since I'm the one that turned him out. Well, it was going on. I came home in 2002. He came home in... Well, I've been living in my apartment now for 6 years. So he just came home like when was this, Kelly? 3 years ago, 4 years ago, he came on. Like 3 or 4 years ago, he just came on. 3 years ago, he came on. And, you know, we was kicking it or whatever, but he was living a double life. He had a wife, well, girlfriend, and a child in Queens, which I didn't never knew about. Then he was dealing with me. Then, you know that ugly, what's her name, that ugly black drag queen that sell drugs? And her name, oh, Karen, her name is Karen. She, Escalita, that big, I mean, she's skinny, black, little, ugly drag queen. Well, her, he knew her, too. And I found out that they had dealings, whatever. So when I found out, you know, I kind of, like, brung it to his attention. I'm like, yeah. I was like, you just fuck with anything now, right? I turned you out, you fuck with anything. So I found out about his girlfriend. His girlfriend found out about me. She started calling my phone, harassing me, but she didn't know I was a transsexual. And, you know, she kept on saying, oh, bitch, he using you. He don't love you and this and that. Oh, bitch, why you sucking his dick? You tasting my pussy? So I'm like, well, you know what, girl? I said, number one, I'm no fool, okay? Cause I'm like, because, you know, he was in prison doing whatever, so if he come home, I'm going to use condoms on him. You know? So I said, so if you're not using condoms on you, that's your stupidity. You must be a stupid cunt. Mind you, she's a teacher. She's a teacher. So I'm like, you know, and why are you calling me, harassing me for? I don't want him no more. So stop calling my phone. So she kept on calling me, whatever, whatever. So, you know, I was kind of upset because, you know, I was in love with this boy. You know, I did all the years with him, right, sending him food packages, writing him and stuff like that. And for, you know, some cunt to tell me that he was using me, it really hurted me. So, you know, I had to get even back with him. I had to get even. So that one day he came to my house, we had sex, whatever, and then he left. And when he left, she called my phone, popping shit again. So I told the bitch, I said, you know what? I said, he just left my house. And he should be on your way home in a little while. I don't know how long it takes to get from the Bronx to Queens, but he'd be home. So she said, oh, he just left your house. I'm like, yes, he left your, just left my house. So she's like, oh, bitch, I'm, when I see you, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm like, whatever, you know, whatever, whatever. So, you know, he called me, and before he got in the house, I said, listen, your baby mama called, whatever. She's saying that you was using me and this and that. And, you know, he said, well, did you tell her you was a transsexual? I said, I ain't tell her yet. But the bitch, I said, if she called my phone one more time, I'm going to tell her the truth. So, Lord and behold, she called again with him on the phone, and they tried it, and then I tried it, and I told my T. I said, well, first and foremost, bitch, let me tell you something. You never call the next bitch phone when you know your man is a dog. So you make yourself look like an ass when you call in the next bitch phone when you know your man is cheating on you. Number two, I said, you riffing on popping all this bullshit. I said, you don't really know about your man, really, or your baby daddy, whatever he is to you. I said, do you know where he met me at? She's like, well, where he met you at? I said, why don't you ask him that? So he didn't want to say nothing. You know, he was silent. So then, you know what I'm saying? I said, you know what, fuck it, bitch, because, you know, I don't like cunts anyway. And I said, I'm going to tell you where he met me at. And I told the bitch. I said, ooh, he met me in a man's prison. So she said, what you talking about? I said, yes, bitch, I'm a guy. I'm a transsexual. I turned him out back in 2000, and he's been gay ever since. So she started crying and carrying on. But Lord and behold, I didn't know that somehow, y'all know Miss JoJo, right? Y'all know Miss JoJo?
Yeah, they know JoJo.
Well, Miss JoJo knew the cunt. Somehow, Miss JoJo was related to the cunt or something like that, that I cursed out. Something like that, I don't know. And now, y'all know me and Miss JoJo was supposed to be mother and daughter or best friends, whatever.
Right.
Well, JoJo had some type of beef with me from a long time ago because I slept with one of her ex-pieces, you know, that he was a chat line date, but, you know, she had a little grudge on that because I slept with him, whatever.
So she wanted to get even back with me, get even back. So what she did was she told the cunt to tell him he needed to come to my house and cut my throat. And like a dummy, he listened to the cunt, and he tried it. He tried to come to my house, and, you know, he played it smooth and stuff, you know. But he had to realize that I think he really forgot. He threw that jail mentality. He had to realize I was born a guy, and I fight very well. So to try to get me, I'm a big bitch, you're going to have to really murder me, really. Because a little cut is not going to bring me down to the ground. You know, so what he did was he came behind me and he slit my throat. And I guess he thought that was just going to be it. I'm going to lay in the ground and have blood coming out my throat. But no, I got up and I whooped his ass. I stabbed him up a couple of times too. And then I ran out of my house because, you know, I had lost a lot of blood. And I was starting to feel weak. So, you know, I ran out my house. He ran out, went down the staircase. I came back in, called the cops, the ambulance, you know, called my mother because I didn't know if he had cut a, you know, artery in my neck and I didn't know whether I was about to die or whatever. So, you know, I came back in, you know, waited for him to come. And he, make the story short, he wound up getting 5 years. Actually, he'll be home next year. You know, he'll be home next year. And they only gave him 5 years, whatever.
I hope you moved.
Right, you don't think he's going to come back?
I'm in the same place where it happened at. I'm in my same place. No man will never chase me.
I know that's
never chase me out. I mean, no, uh-uh. That will not happen, ever.
So do you think he's going to come back for you?
Well, he'd be a fool because, see, my brother's home now. But my brother's home from federal prison. And my brother have no problem shooting a motherfucker in the head. So,
wow.
I'm not even worried about that. And if he come back, then it'd be around two. And this time, like I said, I don't got no love for him no more. The motherfucker tried to kill me. So if he come to my house with some bullshit, I would kill him.
Wow.
So
wow.
I'm not scared. No, I'm not going to move. A lot of people say, well, how could you still stay in the house where that happened at, you know, and not be scared? I'm not scared, you know. It happened, you know, and it wasn't meant for me to go. You know, some girls that got cut and stabbed, got their throat cut, they're not here to talk about it. See, I'm here to talk about, you know, that's why, you know, I really don't trust trade. Even though I deal with a lot of trade, but I don't really trust trade. Trade is fierce, you know. Men, period, is fierce. You know, that's why I'm the way I am now to men, period. You know, one minute they love you, fuck you, and the next minute trying to kill you and rob you.
Wow.
You know, so that's the way. That's why I'm the way I am now. Any questions, though?
Oh wow. That was kind of deep. Oh my
yeah.
God.
After all this happened with him, what happened to the cunt? Like, did she
Yeah,
ever,
what happened to the cunt?
Did she ever reach out to you or anything?
Oh no. Actually, you know, we went to court, whatever, you know, and it was a whole bunch of things, you know. Me and I want to stop speaking to JoJo. I found out.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
ask.
Yeah,
what happened to you and
to
JoJo?
Well, actually, I went to the DA, and the DA told me, you know, well, your girlfriend is trying to say that was your fault, you deserved it, that I'm a woman scorned. I said, woman scorned? So I said, wow. I said, for real? She's like, yeah. She said, your girlfriend really don't like you. That's why I really don't trust no other girls either. I don't trust Chandy's because I'm like, really, your own? I mean, I used to hang with her, and for her to do that to me over something that happened in the past.
So y'all never
fought
or anything like that? It's just mutual dislike.
No, me and her would never fight. Last time I spoke at Escalita's one night. She came. She apologized, whatever, and she told me why she did that. And like I told her, I don't wish bad on her. I don't hate her. But I could never be her girlfriend again, ever. Because, you know what's so fierce is because me, her, and God bless the dead, Amanda Milan, we all used to hang out together on 42nd Street. And Amanda, that's how Amanda died. She got her throat cut by a nasty, dirty trade on 42nd Street. So for her to try to get somebody to cut my throat after our best friend got killed that way, it's kind of that's real devious to me. That's devious.
Wow. Well, so do you, okay, now I'm going to ask some questions because I'm very nosy, I'm sorry. But when you live that type of life where you do that thing, do you guys, like, how do you prepare yourself mentally, like, for the 42nd Street or knowing that at any minute, like, somebody can come out at you? Because to me, Pussy, you're really real. So I guess, is it word of mouth that people find out, or how do you deal with that? Like, how do you deal with the trade or people coming at you that certain way? Right? If you do whatever you do, how does that work?
Well, first, I tell now, cause see, when I was younger, I was like one of the dumb girls. I didn't want to tell my tea to the trade.
Mm-hmm.
I could sit here and tell y'all a bunch of stories that happened to me. When I lived in Flatbush, me and Sanaya, we lived in Flatbush, and we used to walk up and down Utica Avenue and Flatbush Avenue and stuff like that, and the Jamaicans and West Indians would talk to us and flirt with us. And, one time I had a Trinidadian guy. We wound up having sex. And then he came back and shot my house up. Thank God I wasn't there. It's like back then we, we didn't want to tell IT.
Mm-hmm.
But now since I'm older now and much smarter and wiser, I tell all girls, I don't care how fucking real you think you are. But you better remember what you got between your motherfucking legs. You still got the dick and the balls, point plain and simple. I don't care how fat your ass is, how big your titty is, how cut your voice is. Just remember what you got between your motherfucking legs. Because these niggas is not playing. For real, for real. So before you want to go meet a straight trade and want to tongue kiss them, remember, you better remember you wasn't born that way. And trade ain't going to take it so easy. Some trade ain't going to take it so easy. Oh, just because you look fishy and sound fishy, oh, they ain't going to do shit too. That's bullshit.
Wow.
Really a lot of trade, that's why a lot of trannies are getting killed these days. Y'all blaming the trade. Oh, yeah, it's the trade fault, but also it's the girls' fault too. It's a lot of young trannies that's trying to play that. Oh, I'm cunt, so I'm not going to tell my I'm going to let the motherfucker kiss me, or I'm going to turn the light out and let Trey fuck me, and so Trey could be thinking they fucking me in my pussy.
Now, how does that work? How does that work? Not to cut you off. How can they be so foolish not to know the difference?
Well, back in the days, that's what Weston used to do. What's her name? Sherry Ebony used to do that back in the days, because she used to tell me how she used to go. I mean, older girls used to do it too. I don't know if they want to admit it now, but a lot of the older girls, they used to get the trade.
You lube it.
Yeah,
you
lube
go
their
in,
ass
you
up
go
real
in,
good.
You go in the bathroom while the trade in the room. You lube your ass up real good, baby. You lay on your motherfucking stomach, and when he go back there, you tell him you want him to hit it from the back. You pull the trade and the balls up to the front, and you hold him, bitch. And it's so wet back there, it slides up in the ass, and he thinks it's in the pussy and don't know the difference.
And see, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. I got three guys now that live in the Bronx who I did that to. That now I'm gonna keep it real. I never lie. I kind of fear now because I didn't tell him my tea, and I did it. I did it a couple months ago with a guy, and now the guy be knocking on my door 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I don't want to open my door. And I'm like, why you want to come in now? And I don't know if he found out my tea or whatever, or he knew and he didn't say nothing, and I didn't say nothing. So now it's like, it's like living like this, you really have to be careful, And now I'll be like, I'm thinking here, I'm like, I should have told this guy before I sucked his dick or before I let him fuck me. I should have told him the real deal.
But that's my whole thing. Okay, I got that, like the whole wet and all that stuff. But the guys don't roam, like their hands don't roam or fool around, or
yeah, we talking about dumb trade. Dumb trade don't go through all that. Dumb trade just wanna bust a nut, fucking bust a nut. As long as you got a fat ass, they ain't going through all that. You just could bend over and know they stick that dick and they don't give a fuck about it. They really ain't checking.
Bitch, I thought, I'm going to be honest, bitch, I thought the boy knew my team is thing. I met him off a tag,
oh,
honey. And it says on my page, and I'm a tranny on the bottom of my page. He came over here, Miss Thing, and we were kissing, and he was sucking, and I was sucking, and then he put his hand down there, honey, and bitch, I never seen nobody fly from my door so motherfucking fast, honey. I got it. I said, well, I thought you knew.
Brooklyn Ty, Attica is upstate. I see him writing in the room, ask where Attica. That's upstate in the boondocks.
Damn near by Canada, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, is it by Canada? Damn.
Yes. I went to go pick up my daughter from Attica, honey, and I got stopped by Border Patrol, honey.
Wow.
That's how far it is.
Yeah,
wow.
So, you know, so it's like, it's dangerous, for real. That's playing Russian roulette. That's why, you know, I do speak to a lot of young girls, you know. Just recently I spoke to one of my house sisters. You know, because, you know, she got a pussy. And I told her, I said, girl, just because you got a pussy, that don't make you, you know. And I said, either you got a pussy, either you're going to go out to the fullest and don't tell your T, period. Or, you know what I'm saying? I feel, if you got a vagina now and you really, really look like cunt, don't tell. It's no reason for you to tell a nigga what you used to be.
Right.
Now
right.
some of the other girls that got vaginas and baby, you know, I think they should do that. Well, I think Trey knowed already. I'm not gonna be messy and tell what girls I know. I mean, it's a fool that they got pussies.
Don't say her name. Go ahead, finish talking.
No, I know it's a couple. It's more than one. What the fuck? It's more than one. But no, I ain't gonna say that name because I have to whoop their asses. So it's no reason for all that.
Baby.
Oh, wow.
But you know, I just feel, you know, even when you got the pussy, you know, I still think you should tell the trade that. I mean, especially if you know, if you live in a hometown or the state that you're from, you should tell them. I'm saying, if you want to get a pussy, move out of New York, move out the state where, you know, you was born a male at, whatever. Go to a different state, different country, and start a new life. That's how I think it should. That's how you should do it.
Wow.
You know, I mean, if I was to get a vagina, I ain't going to be going to no gay function or being around a bunch of faggots. And, you know, that's tacky. That's tacky in my eyes.
But at the end of the day, I mean, I can understand those who do, because at the end of the day, that's something you still enjoy. Mind you, you might not, I mean, I guess you can relate because you did have it, but that's something you still enjoy. So you're saying that you should cut all that off, period?
Yes, because that's the main reason why you're getting a vagina, right? Because you want to live your life as a woman, not
but
as
women
no...
go to balls, though. They go to balls, though. Women do women go.
I definitely do agree with pussy, because I'm gonna be 100% honest, right? My sister, everybody knows her, Trigony.
Mm-hmm.
She moved here to New York and she was dating somebody, she was dating a celebrity here in New York and everything. She was about to make the front of the King magazine and everything. And a cunt from the ballroom scene spilled her tea.
Oh wow.
But fierce, the things that the cunts and the things that the queens do to the trans woman in the scene, it's ridiculous and it's horrible the way they treat them and the things that they do when they make it out there big. I think if you're going to do this and you want to transition and you're going to go through that whole process, leave all of this alone, because when you make it and become somebody in the industry and all types of things, the queens will definitely bring you back down to a ballroom level.
Okay, then let me ask this. Jasmine, are you on the phone?
I'm here.
Now, how do you deal with that? Because I know that you had this, sir. I mean, you're a new woman. I don't know if that's the terminology you use, but you're the new woman. So how do you deal with that being in the scene? Does it affect you like that, or are you up front? I mean.
Well, I stay in relationships, so, you know, I don't do those types of things pretty much. But even if I was doing those things, I mean, I have done them. I'm not sitting here. I'm not going to tell everybody what's going on with me, especially no one-night stand.
Right.
So, you know,
that to me is just a waste of time. Because if I'm doing a one night stand, I don't even need to know your name. We don't need to know that. You're just going to bust a nut, and that's pretty much it. You know, that's all we're doing. As far as being a part of the scene and still being a part of it, I don't live my life based around ballroom. You know, I work and all the rest of that stuff. I even barely come out. And that's possible because of what Kelly said. You know, if I live my life based on ballroom and everything like that, then I 9 out of 10, a lot of people are just going to try to bring me down. So I just try not to center it. But I don't forget where I come from either. That's why every once in a while I come back where I try to give back as much as I can, like by supplying you guys with this radio show, because even though I may be who I am, I still enjoy where I come from. That's why I like being a part of the show, listening to the show and things of that sort. As far as people in the entertainment industry and things of that sort that are, you know, choosing those careers of modeling and fashion and stuff like that, I completely agree with what, you know, Pussy and Kelly are saying. You know, you probably have to move. That's why a lot of girls, if we remember Tracy Africa and, you know, those type of girls, they move out of the country in order to try to coexist, you know, out there, you know, with society and stuff, because you have people in this ballroom scene in our community that will try to bring you down, spilling your tea and stuff. Kelly knows how I live. I don't even have people come into my door. I've lived here in Orlando for 11 years, and people still don't even know that I live here because I don't do the gay scene. I don't go out to the clubs. You know, I don't do the festivities and things of that sort. You know, I just live my life the way that I choose to.
And not to cut you off, Jasmine, but see, a lot of the butch queens put us down. But they don't know we actually live in a rough life. Us being transgender females, it's like we really live in a rough life. Like I said, if we meet a guy, and then a guy might say he's all right with it at first, you know, and then 2 months later they come back, want to, you know, stalk us, want money out of us because, or want to fight us. Oh, you got me when I was high. I was on an E pill and shit like that. This is a lot of we go through a lot of shit with the men in general.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to face reality that number one they bisexual. You know, me, I go through it every day with any guy I meet off the internet in the street. You know, 1 minute, you know. And like I said, I'm always going to keep it. I had niggas come knocking on my door. I'm going to tell you, I had niggas come knocking on my door. And perfect example, now, I'm a bitch. I'm using condom even when I suck your dick, especially if I meet you off the internet. So number one, you know what I do? When I meet a guy off the internet, the first thing I'm going to the guy's friend list. And if I see any of the nasty trannies or drag queens that I know for sure something's wrong with them, you know, I'm going to let the trade come over because, you know, he's cute, but I'm going to wrap it up definitely good. And then I'm not going to blow the other trick. I don't do that. Oh, well, you dealt with this bitch. I know this bitch is sick or something's wrong with that bitch or whatever. I ain't going to do that, you know.
Right.
But I'm going to have that trade. And then, you know, I had trade that come out to my house 2 months later going to say, oh, did you give me something? And I look at this motherfucker and say, what you mean? Like, nigga, I use a condom even when I sucked your dick. So what the fuck you coming knocking on my door saying I gave you something? And that's how trade is fierce like that, too. They would do some shit like that. And I had to, like, blow off the nigga, number one. You better go look on your friend list because you got a couple of my girlfriends on your friend list that you probably fucked and suck already. And I know them very well. So, bitch, don't come at my door with that bullshit when you got motherfucking 50 transsexuals and 20 drag queens on your friend list, honey. All right? And they looking stupid. I'm like, yeah, don't ever come at my motherfucking store, at my door, talking about, did I give you something, nigga? And you turned out already. That's why, you know, you really have to be careful when you fuck with trade, really. You really, because, you know, trade is fair.
And you got to do,
you know,
like,
one thing about me is that I can't, I think fucking with trade is just more or less like, you know, like you say, fucking with trade.
You can't have a relationship with trade. You can't have anything more with trade at all. You know, if I'm in a relationship with someone and I haven't been single for over 15 years, you know, I've stayed in, you know, 3 relationships in over 15 years. But the bottom line is, you know, yes, if I'm in a relationship with you and everything, I'm going to tell you everything. And I want us to be open with each other based on the fact that I feel that I can coexist better by not hiding anything. We have a lot in common and things of that sort. Now, if I wanted some straight man to make me feel 100% pure and all the rest of that stuff, then that's a piece of trade. And if I was to do that, and I have, you know, by cheating and stuff like that, that's just, you know, I'm not going to explain nothing to you. You're not going to explain nothing to me. We do what we got to do, and that's it. But like Pussy, it's a very dangerous game out there.
Even with me being,
and when it's real kind of funny, it's funny with me because even me being who I am and what I have done with myself, I remember times when I was out here doing, you know, messing with trade and stuff, and, you know, they want to come by and, you know, we meet up and stuff like that. And then they'd be like, oh, yeah, I like a big girl and everything like that, and you got a fat ass and everything. Do you ever get fucked in the ass? You like getting fucked in the ass? And I'd just be looking at them like, you're so stupid. You know, like,
what,
I already know.
And see, what made me a stronger person was because I was locked up when Amanda got killed, and it broke my heart. You know, but JoJo wrote me a letter and told me, and I was in shock. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Amanda was my best friend. I love that girl. And Amanda, if you knew, I mean, you knew Amanda. I'm Jasmine. We all knew her. We all used to chill on 40. So we know Amanda was not a bad person. She was a sweetheart. So, you know, for that person to do that and to get her mad, for her to read him like that, you know, it just opened my eyes. It just showed how grimy. I was told that she had the guy before, whatever, and the guy was with a cunt and going to try to blow her up on 42nd Street. She said, yo, that's a dude, this and that, and that's why he did that. You know, I'm like, really? I mean, you had her before? Y'all had sex? You probably munched a bird or whatever. We know where Amanda is. And now you're going to try to blow her up because you were up with a nasty cunt? You know?
Wow.
So, you know, yeah, so that shit kind of, like, fucked my, you know, be locked up in prison and get a letter like that, that shit, like, it really messed me up real completely because, you know, that was my best friend. You know, I'm like, wow, my best friend just got murdered, got her throat cut. I'm like, really? That's how Trey giving it up like that?
Wow. Now he did it in broad daylight or he just did it, he did it in the street?
He did it right on 42nd Street and 8th Avenue in front of Dwayne Reed.
I don't know what time it was. I was locked up. But I heard
I think it was in broad daylight, and I remember the notes and everything saying that people sat there and didn't do nothing. They just walked on by.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You see, this is the thing.
I think it should be more topics, more like that's for the new generation, so we could tell the young girls about stories like this, you know, because these young girls don't know how fierce guys could be in general and period. Trade and the Butch Queens. Butch Queens is fierce too. You know what I'm saying? These girls thinking if the trade could rob you, honey. Come on, they'll do other shit to you. You know, I'm 41, you know what I'm saying? I've been through a lot of shit with trade and all that. So, you know what I'm saying? I just thank God I'm still here to talk about it, you know?
Wow.
Listen, everybody, the show might cut off any moment now.
Damn, it's that time already?
We have about 6 minutes left, but it might shut off in case we are talking. But if we are, thank everyone for tuning in. I really appreciate it. But go ahead, please. You can continue to talk.
We need to do this again next week.
Jasmine, you end up did have an emergency topic. Because this is something that people should definitely know.
Yeah,
I'm glad she did come on. I'm glad you guys talked about it because that's what the call when one of the listeners wanted to hear about the life of a femme queen, especially like in jail and stuff. But Pussy, thank you so much. And
yeah,
we're probably going to have to bring you on next
anytime.
Week again.
Yeah, you definitely have to come and do a show because people need to, like, the women need to know this. Like, they need to know what's going on.
They do, and see, they thinking, like, you know, I pull a lot of your young ones to the side and try to tell them, like, that's not cool. You know, what you doing, that's not cool. And they be like, oh, pussy, you hating. Girl, why I'm hating for her? I lived that life already. Girl, I'm 41. I have to be jealous. I said, and be honest, the niggas that fucking with y'all, especially if they older, we had the old queens, we had them already. So what the fuck, why would we be jealous? If you notice, that's why the old queens that still come to the clubs and try to get back the young trannies, that because they know they can't back, they can't use the older trannies no more because we know the game already. It's the young generation out there want to shake their purse and do for the no good broke niggas out there. Like, really?
Wow. Girl, well, thank you a lot. Thank you all a lot, because I think for those who stood and listened, I'm sure they learned a lot, and it has people thinking, or at least be careful. You know what I'm saying?
Just be
or
careful.
Be prepared. Or prepared, you know, one of the two.
Well,
one thing about this generation is, you know, they have a lot to learn, and I think they need to listen, but like Chrissy said, a lot of them will just be very quick to say, oh, child, you hate, and whatever. And I'll be the first one to say, okay, I said it, I'm not going to repeat it, you have to learn on your own. And then I get the phone calls, and I get the, you know, letters from jail saying, I should have listened to you. I remember when you told me, da-da-da-da. And that's what I get now.
You're saying I'm walking around with a sliced throat. You know, I don't know if y'all notice it, but, you know, I don't really like taking pictures no more because, you know, I don't want anybody to see that cut on my throat. I have to live like this for the rest of my life, you know, that I got my throat cut. I go see a psychiatrist sometimes, you know, because, you know, it did kind of touch me. But like I said, I'm a strong person, you know. I've always been a strong person. So, you know, I ain't going to let that destroy my life.
Now, do you think that the young women should, like, see psychiatrists or see help? Because I know some agencies have them, I want to say freely available. Some agencies have them available. Do you think that every girl
yes.
should go see one?
Yes. Yes. I think so, for real. You know, I didn't think that at first either. But, you know, now, I'll be honest, just really, you know, go sit down and speak on what's going on with your life, you living a life as a transgender woman. Because, like I said, it's hard out there. It's hard, really.
Right.
You know, I wake up every day just praying, like, well, you know, I hope nobody don't try to hurt me when I get on the train or, you know.
Right.
So there's a lot of crazy motherfuckers out there. There's motherfuckers that you dealt with off the internet that might decide to, you know, want to do something to you because he feel like you to blame for him being gay now or being bisexual. You know, there's guys out there like that want to just go tick tick boom. Say, you know what, yo, this motherfucker deceived me. You know what I'm saying? He was dressing like a woman with fat ass big titties and got me turned on when I was high for weed and I wound up fucking this nigga and now, you know what I'm saying, look, now I'm all, you know, they blame us. They see, they blame us for their problems because they live in a double life now.
Wow.
And there's a lot of guys that blame us, and the young generation don't know that, but they blaming us